This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Look at this. Froggy is walking in. Froggy, how you doing there, man? You all right or what?
It's more of a limp than a walk.
I didn't see your pace coming in. I was looking the other way, just getting some crap out of my file cabinet, so I kind of missed you walking in. Hold on. I'm just trying to watch you actually walk and move. You don't look too terrible.
Yeah, yesterday was one of the worst days of my life. I was in bed all day.
All right, couldn't move. Ladies and gentlemen, Froggy is back.
Yes.
It's a little double entendre there because of the back.
This is the worst it's been. It's ever been.
All right, now wait a minute. Did your stunts, jumping off ladders in the studio and landing on tables and smashing crap, when you were doing your stunts, when you would do the Froggy concerts, did that contribute? But you had back problems even before you were doing that.
I've had back problems since 2010.
So why would you jump off ladders and potentially exacerbate that?
It's a good question.
I know it's all for the show, it's all for the bit, it's all for the crazy looking video, but did that not cross your mind that you might actually jack your back even more if you're jumping off of a 6-foot ladder onto a rigid table? Or
that's why I've retired from those.
Oh, that's right. You did retire from that stuff.
Due to stuff like this.
But, you know, you can still do, you know, a Froggy concert series, and you can still do a stunt that doesn't involve you jumping off the roof onto a tool shed, you know?
Okay, no, he can't.
What are you talking? What do you want me to shoot a hole in my hand? All right.
Well, I'm sure you can end your songs in your concert series with something else that's kind of nutty and wacky. Ooh. Without
like a magic trick or something.
Without like screwing with your lumbar or something.
Yeah, we'll have a meeting about that later.
No, we have plenty of other meetings we have to go to.
Or you could end and you could like rip your pants off like they do in Magic Mike.
We're going to be fired anyway. What does it matter?
There you go. Why do you say we're going to get fired?
I heard the show yesterday.
Oh,
I was listening in bed.
Oh, because of the web hits?
Yeah.
Are we over a million?
No, but I was told we really need to get there in the next 7 days. I'm like, okay, great.
Isn't that like saying, here, you're a radio show. If you're not number one by the end of the month, you're fired? Wow. Yeah. I mean, isn't that sort of the same thing?
For the early crowd, listen, go to our website. We need to click on some crap, okay? Because are the stories still up there, Andrew? Do we still have all those stories in a row? All right, Fester, go to MJMorningShow.com. And all of you early morning listeners, we sort of have a first quarter quota for the number of page views. And we're nowhere near that.
We're not there.
Weird. Well, here's the deal. If you go to MJMorningShow.com, go to MJMorningShow.com. And then scroll down. There are actually some really good things. So if you look for our favorites, there's a story up there about how if you have this on your license plate, you could get pulled over and get a ticket. And this is a real deal. And a lot of people in Florida have this situation going on with their license plate.
What is this?
And if
you have to go to the website to find out.
Well, thank you. Yeah. All right. So you got to go to MJMorningShow.com and look for our favorites. It's like a little down the page. Then the headline is your license plate could get you pulled over in Florida. Then Fester wrote a story about the luckiest tourist in the state of Florida. Then we have another story on there about, hey, if you want to get carjacked, go to this city. So cities where you're most likely to get carjacked. So that's a good read. There are like 7 cities in the U.S. Hey, you ever thought about if getting carjacked is on your bucket list, go to one of these cities. And that's on there. And then Roxanne did the just smoking compelling story about the 4 favorite things at the Glazer Children's Museum.
Hey, that's my strategy, okay?
Okay. All right. And then, and this is actually pretty cool also, when you're on a flight, next. When you're on an airplane and you go to the lav, you go to the bathroom or the lavatory on the airplane, and if you see this weird thing in the bathroom, there's a reason why. Why are flight attendants doing this in the bathroom? Story's up there. And then, what is this? Lineup of 2024 80s cruise from Florida announced.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I'm dying to go on that cruise.
I'm sure that's a Mino Gino post right there is what I'm guessing. All right, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So,
help 38 us. Special. They're going to be on the cruise?
Can you go to the wall and cough, please? That really just ricochet rebounds
that
all
came out of nowhere.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Roxanne's cough, it will not go away. It is lingering. It's tuberculosis-like. You've got, you know those rebound, you know the coughs where people, it's like, and it's all echoey?
Rattly and echoey.
Yes. Yeah, you're a rattly and echoey cougher. And
probably only have a couple days left.
Well, I hope living. So, hold on a minute. Who has a question? Mr. George? Hold on. Mr. George is phoning in. The first segment of the show, I got somebody calling in here. Hi, MJ Morning Show. Welcome to the program, Mr. George.
Hey, MJ. I couldn't even get off the toilet, tie my shoes or nothing. And I had an epidural shot in my lumbar almost 2 years ago. It's a miracle, man, a miracle.
Oh, you're talking about Froggy's back?
Yeah, Froggy's. What do you think he's talking about?
Well, I don't know. He's talking
Froggy's
about
Froggy's wang? What do you think he's talking
about? He opens up with the commode in our show, and I'm like,
said that he couldn't like walk and sit on the toilet. All right, so Froggy, have you ever thought about getting an epidural shot like you're about to give birth to a bowling ball?
I have not, but that's a good idea.
Amazing. Amazing. I had one done right across the street from my house on Del Mabry at the Advent Hospital there in between Waters and Sly. You don't even feel nothing. It's like it's laser done, and it's amazing, man. It's great. Hey, by the way, MJ.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you this. 1994 or something. I still laugh when you guys first got here. Do you remember when they put that giant billboard on Del Mabry facing north by the stadium? It had your face, BJ's face, and OJ's face, but you guys didn't have no names under you. And I drove by and like, who are these two? Felons next to OJ.
Yeah.
Nobody knew you guys.
Yeah. That was like the greatest billboard campaign ever.
Oh, my
because
God.
OJ was busted for the apparent murder of Ron and Nicole. So OJ, he was mugshotted. And this is when we were first coming to town. It was MJ and BJ. Nobody knew who the hell we were. And we took OJ's mugshot and then we duplicated it. And on the billboard, it was my picture, BJ's picture, and OJ. Everyone knew OJ. But as you just said, George, who the hell are these other two clowns up there? There were no names. All it was were three mugshots. That's it. Yep. And we had 18 or 20 billboards all over the Tampa Bay area, and everyone was talking about them. The news stations, Channel 8, Channel 13, Channel 20. I don't think 28 was around yet, but it was all the major stations, the newspaper, all the other radio stations. So other morning show competitors, they're talking about, man, what are these billboards that are popping up all over the Tampa Bay area? It's these two guys, and then there's OJ, and TV stations were like sending crews out to one of the boards was right like in the Mons Venus parking lot, actually. And they were like saying, and these billboards are popping up around Tampa Bay. What is it? It's a mystery. No one knows. So we let the billboards hang for about a month with just the mugshots. And then the second phase, the billboard company went out and then they put up MJ, BJ, OJ, morning 6 to 10 on FLZ. And that really helped put us on the map. And everyone was talking about it, even every other morning show in town promoting the new MJ and BJ morning show over on our old station. So good stuff, George. Thank you, man.
Yeah, brother. Take care, man.
Have a great day. All right, 609. That is amazing. That billboard, and then the Monica Lewinsky, the MJ and the BJ, where with Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton, and it was a picture of me, and it said MJ, and then there was a picture of Monica Lewinsky, and it said BJ.
That was
also a tremendous billboard. Just getting rolling. on the MJ Morning Show on Q105, 610. Oh, damn, I'm already late. Let's grab traffic with Pat. We're back in a minute. Busy Friday show. Stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105 at 6:21 here on a Friday. Little Pat Benatar. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start calling Pat our traffic guy. I think I'm going to start calling him Pat Benatar. What do you think? Do you like that?
Yeah, it has a ring to it.
I think it works.
Yeah, I think that Pat's going to be Pat Benatar now with traffic. I think it's fantastic. Or, did that Pat from Saturday Night Live, did that Pat have a name?
I think it was just Pat.
Just Pat?
That's Pat.
There's no, like, last name?
Yeah, I don't recall a last name on that, Pat.
Andrew, our executive, you know, I don't know if I've doled out the executive title yet.
I think he's earned it.
No, you got to earn that, exactly.
Does it matter?
Andrew, our producer, Andrew witnessed this crazy thing on the Howard Franklin Bridge on the way in this morning. I'll tell you what I witnessed, and it was, again, light Friday traffic. I don't know about you guys, but half the traffic on the bridge this morning. I don't know if it was just the cycle. It just seems that Fridays are just lighter for traffic. But I absolutely had half the traffic this morning at the same exact time as compared to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday yesterday.
They must have left early because it was busy when I came in.
Okay, what time did you drive the bridge?
I came across the bridge a little after, I guess, 5:30. Sorry. 4:30.
A little after 4:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
4:30.
This is what it is, Andrew. Your cycle of people, they're still 5 day a week workers. But some of the people who drive in when we drive in, which is a little bit later, they are 4 day a week workers.
How the
they
hell
work
do you
from home.
How do you know that?
Because it's true. A pattern.
I mean, if
it's
you have a job where you have to be on the road at 4:30,
you have to be on the road every day.
A week job.
Yeah.
Andrew, what did you witness a little after 4:30? On the Howard Franklin Bridge, I-275 southbound, what'd you see?
A Penske rental van, a rental truck,
right,
was in the right lane, and I guess I don't think they completely lost control, but they hit the side wall, the right side concrete barrier.
Really?
Sparks flew everywhere.
They ran into the wall?
Yeah, they just drifted into it.
Holy crap.
Was it a box van or was it like one of the,
one of the box trucks.
Hold on. It was a box truck or a van?
It was a truck.
So it was like the 10 footer, the 15 footer, the 26 footer. Was it the big one or was it a smaller one?
I don't think it was the full size one. It may have been the next one lower.
So it was a yellow Penske truck.
Yes.
Wow.
And then they pulled off as soon as there was a space to pull off. Because of the barricades.
Right, and this was exactly where? Is this just when you're getting on, when you're...
Oh, it's on the Pinellas side.
Oh, this was on the Pinellas side.
Yes.
So is this right before you get to, like, the Olmerton MLK exit that we all take?
It's before 4th Street.
Right before, but, so there are no...
It was the... I couldn't... I'd have to look to see, but it was about, I guess, a half a mile before 4th.
All right, now... Along that portion, there's a lot of the little construction, like the orange plastic barrels, because of all the construction.
Little barrels along that section.
Okay, so the barrels are over at that point?
Yes.
All right, so the construction, because they have that whole, right lane, that's like for the construction of the new bridge, and they have a lot of trucks and a lot of, you know, construction vehicles that are parked. So this is after the barricades end, and he drifts into the concrete wall?
Right.
Now,
the concrete wall comes almost all the way to the through lane.
And so that's not the permanent concrete wall. Those are the Jersey barriers?
Yes.
Ah, so the Jersey barriers, the yellow Penske rental truck drifts. Do you think the guy fell asleep?
I couldn't guess.
And sparks were flying everywhere?
Sparks just flew. I along with all the other drivers right behind him, slammed on our brakes.
Oh, my God. Could you hear it? Were there noises like... Did it sound like that?
That's exactly what it was. I think you actually recorded it.
Wow. So, Andrew, I'm only asking you this because... You're a nerd. Do you have a dash cam on your old truck?
My old truck does not have a dash cam.
No. Whoa, dude, if anybody, if any staff member were to have a dash cam, it would be you, and you don't have a dash cam? That is a great question, Fester.
I don't even have power locks.
Well, I mean, I understand that, and you have an older truck, and I get it, and I respect that, but I would have thought you, of all people, being just very technically savvy, and you know things that... I didn't even know people could know. And
where the hell's your dash cam?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been great video. You want to talk about web hits.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. You could have written a story about watching this crazy Penske rental truck. Let me tell you something else.
Oh, yes.
That guy's in for a little bit of a problem when he turns that thing in.
That scratch was there when I picked it up.
I wonder if he bought the damage insurance. Did he buy the damage waiver? Whatever the story is. So, Andrew, you're telling me that whenever this dude turns in his Hertz... Oh, it's not Hertz anymore. Didn't it used to be Hertz Penske long time ago?
Hertz has their own fleet of box vehicles.
No, but I thought it used to be... Because that's why it's yellow. Anyway, so it's a Penske rental truck. And, man, that guy's in for a rude awakening when he turns that sucker in.
It has to be noticeable.
Yeah. long, if you were to estimate how long, how many feet or yards or fractions of a mile, how long was this guy just scraping all along the barricade?
He hit it and may have been touching it for just a few feet, but that bounced him into another lane, back into the lane.
Oh, my God.
I was afraid it was going to be worse.
This thing could have caused a major accident.
It could have.
Holy schnit. This could have actually jammed up, and he could have, like, jackknifed all across traffic, caused multiple cars. This thing could have closed down I-275 South. We could still be sitting in a mess. Oh, my. This could have been a whole lot worse.
He must have fell asleep.
Yeah, I'm thinking he did. You know, tired driving, man.
That's dangerous.
Drowsy driving can be as bad. Isn't there a commercial that says that? Drowsy driving can be as bad as drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Safety Commission. Isn't there a administration?
I thought it was high driving or like marijuana driving.
Well, I think they have that one too. I think they have drowsy driving. I think they've got stone driving.
Horny driving.
Eating a bucket of chicken while driving. Mm. I think they've got that as well.
Would you rather be in the car with someone who was driving and they were asleep? Or driving and drunk. I think drunk. If you had to pick one.
Asleep, you're done.
Did you really ask us to pick?
Yes.
Pick the bad driver?
To prove your point.
Would you rather be in the car with a drunk driver or a sleeping driver?
Like someone who's just stumbled out of bed and maybe they're on Ambien and they're sound asleep.
If somebody falls asleep.
They're sleep driving.
Well,
like sleepwalking, sleep driving.
Well, the drug driver at least might be conscious. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah. And in no
way.
None of it's good.
But in no way, I don't think is Roxanne condoning any type of either sleep driving. But that's crazy. And like in the dead of night, the sparks must have been really bright as the Penske rental truck, the metal is just sparking all along. That's some crazy stuff.
Did you see the footage from Florida Highway Patrol of the guy on I-75 who cut off the dump truck who they're now actively looking for?
Yeah, I saw it on the news last night. There was a road rage accident. You know, bring up the Fox story so I can, I have it in my pile, but I didn't sort that out yet. So go back, give me the actual story itself.
Let me get to it here.
So the Florida Highway Patrol is trying to find this driver who caused a dump truck to crash on I-75. So here's the Fox story. The driver of a dump truck tried to avoid a collision on a Tampa highway when another driver entered its path. According to the Florida Highway Patrol, it was caused by road rage. Troopers are now searching for the driver of the green Toyota sedan who intentionally cut off the dump truck on Thursday morning just south of State Road 56 in Lutz. The Toyota was seen speeding past the dump truck, entering its path. The trooper said it caused the dump truck driver to lose control, rotating into the path of two other tractor trailers, causing those vehicles to crash as well. So anybody has information, because somebody can watch this video that's been released from one of the dash cams of one of the tractor trailers that crashed. And somebody might ID that vehicle. It's like a green Toyota. Is that a Tercel or a Corolla?
I thought it might have been like a Camry.
Whatever the hell it is.
Pretty sweet. But if you know somebody who has a green Toyota and you think they're a little sus,
yeah,
you call FHP on them.
Yeah, you hit, what is it? Is it Star FHP?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you let them know who that maggot is.
That was a nasty move.
And the dump truck loses control and then rotates completely sideways. I tell you what should have happened. The dump truck should not have jammed on his brakes. The dump truck should have just plowed into the back of that Toyota. That would have been much safer. Seriously, it would have.
It absolutely would have, but the dump truck driver obviously was startled and he didn't know how to react that nanosecond.
Tell you what. This is where you call Kemp Rouge and Green your car accident team.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about a seamless live spot segue right there, huh?
That's why I set it up that way.
Yeah, we've got early morons of the news next, folks. Don't move.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Yeah, I got the early morons of the news here on a Friday in just a second. It is 6:39, MJ Morning Show, MJ with Fester and Roxanne and Froggy. Also coming up, did you see any of the Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. congressional testimony involving the TikTok?
Is it going to be banned?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. You talk about a lack of bipartisanship in Washington. This is like one thing that apparently the Democrats and the Republicans can agree on. Man, they were all just railing on TikTok. And, you know, the question is, are they going to come up with some type of legislation, both in the House and the Senate, that can be agreed upon? Because you already have a senator, Mark Warner, introducing a bill. He's a Democrat from Virginia, and he already has a Senate bill for a TikTok ban in the U.S. And now the House should be able to put something together, and the question would be, would Biden sign it? And listen, TikTok is really dangerous in the sense that the Chinese Communist government has full access to all the data. And the Washington Post, they had a story a couple of months back that, and this is the Washington Post that reported that they have details and facts that the Chinese government used TikTok to track some Americans.
Oh, they use big TikTok as well. The Chinese have their breath, is fresher now than ever.
So that was reported by the Washington Post. And what happens is, and I'm going to get into this in much more detail. I want to get into the morons of the news here. But this could be huge because TikTok has over 150 million monthly users here in the United States. But it is a national security threat. It is a danger because the communist Chinese government, and they want to dominate the world. I mean, the Chinese communists, they are laying, and they have for decades now, they've laid the stones to try to dominate the planet. And we've got big problems coming. They might go after Taiwan, but TikTok is a major issue because it's essentially a Trojan horse that over 150 million Americans have allowed into their cell phones. And that means the Chinese Communist government, they have access to all this information, not to mention power of suggestion, brainwashing, taking the youth in America down rabbit holes in narrowing the content suggestions. There's just a lot of nefarious, a lot of psychological stuff that can be done here on top of just flat out spying and having access to all the crap on your phone. You realize when you agree to use these apps, you agree to their terms of service, and they can, in many cases, dig into your address book, your camera roll, your files, and
like somebody who's like Shorty Shane, who is on there every night and makes a decent amount of money from the thing. Since he's on there so much, do you think they're digging into him, or is how does it work?
Yeah, they're.
Why would they do that? No.
Well, I mean, maybe they're trying to start an army of, like, you know, shorter fighters.
Maybe.
I don't think the communist Chinese are interested in Shorty Shane.
But he's doing really well. I mean, what about him? What about the people that are making a bunch of money on TikTok? He's going to take that away?
That could be banned. But listen, you move it over to, hey, Instagram has the Reels. It's essentially the same freaking thing as TikTok.
They're collecting data on us, and they have all the access to our information.
Who says they're not?
But they're Americans.
Hello, that's the difference. It's an
It's Mark Zuckerberg.
American company versus a Chinese communist government that is sworn to defeat us. They are trying to redo the world order over there. So the Chinese communist government, they are bad. That's the difference. Zuckerberg is a creep, but it's an American company.
Don't call me a creep.
They're not trying to...
American creep.
Facebook and Zuckerberg, they're not trying to destroy us, okay? The Chinese communist government is. We'll get into this in more detail later on.
I hope none of those Democrats and Republican senators who rallied against it are at night lying in bed falling asleep watching their TikToks and sending all their friends messages.
I bet you they
TikTok
are. Yeah.
Watching schmucks, put 3 pounds of cinnamon in their mouth or something.
All right, that's so funny.
All right, so I'll get into the TikTok thing later on because I got a bunch of really interesting sound bites because both sides, Democrats and Republicans, were going after the TikTok CEO. He was on Capitol Hill, and they're just whacking this guy.
Who is he? Is he a Chinese guy?
He said he was born in Singapore, but he might be a Chinese dude born in Singapore. We'll get into all that. And the guy's name is Chu.
Mm.
Yeah, the guy is right. Chu. Yeah, yeah. It's Mr. Chu.
Yeah, Susie Chu.
No. It's
Shou.
It's Shu Chu. Yeah, it's Suzy Chu. Is how you pronounce the guy's name.
Well, God bless you.
Yeah. And then. Then a representative named Susan Eshoo was going after Mr. Chu. So we had Eshoo on Chu.
There's got to be some sort of relation.
It's allergy season in Capitol Hill.
I don't think so.
It's Chu. It's Chu. It's Chu.
It's
Chu.
Oh, it's so bad in here.
It's Chu.
Right, so early morons of the news. Let's go. But the TikTok thing is serious because, we'll get into that later on. Now, we have a couple of local morons in the news here. You ready? First, let's do Lakeland. Lakeland dude accused of phoning in a bomb threat to Papa John's.
Come on, man. There's so many people phoning in bomb threats lately. What is going on? It doesn't work.
Wasn't there another pizza delivery story that we just had this week? Wasn't there some other story?
There a story about a guy slapping a woman with a piece of pizza? Yeah, which is it's always wrong. Always wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't condone any kind of domestic violence. However,
pizza.
Domestic violence involving pizza. I'm especially against that.
All right, so out of Lakeland, we've got a guy that called in a bomb threat to Papa John's. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, deputies were called to Papa John's on Highway 540A. Where the hell is that? Do you have any idea?
I'll look it up.
I don't know what that is. An employee told deputies that a dude named Jay was trying to call in a pizza delivery order, and he began arguing with the person answering the phone at Papa John's. Better ingredients? Better bomb threats? Papa John's. So she hung up on the dude. Listen, if you're calling a pizza shop, you're ordering a pizza, you start arguing with the people, hey, they might hang up on you. So she did. And then this dude, Jay, calls back and then threatens to kill her.
Come on, Jay.
Jay threatens to kill the Papa John's employee. Holy crap. So he then said, I can bomb the store. This is according to the arrest report.
That's not a good move.
So then Papa John's hung up the phone for the second time. The employee called the Polk County Sheriff's Office, called 911, and said, yeah, there's a guy named Jay, and here's his phone number because they've got caller ID. So Jay is threatening to kill the Papa John's lady, bomb the freaking store, and they've got Jay's name and they got Jay's phone number.
You want to talk about businesses that you wouldn't think has a really high-tech phone system? It's pizza places.
You wouldn't think so.
But they have caller ID. They know who you are. Guess what? Your account's under your number.
They have a computer system.
Yeah.
A lot of the big delivery companies, the minute you dial and it rings, it also brings up your whole order history, your address. That dude, Jay, you're a schmuck. Jay, you're an absolute imbetard. What is wrong with you?
The worst place to threaten is a pizza joint. They know everything about you as soon as that number comes in.
Especially when a Shaq's places.
The Shaq-a-roni is...
No, it's the Bomb-a-roni.
It's bomb-proof. Yeah,
it's the Bomb-a-roni.
It's the Bomb-a-roni.
The only thing you'll be blowing up is a commode at the Shaq-a-roni.
Shaq!
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Calm down, Shaq.
Come on, Shaq. Too early. Come on, Shaq. Please. So the Papa John's lady gives the Polk County Sheriff's Office all the details here, and they identified the threatener, the bomb threatener, as Johnny Vega. It sounds like
a guy character from Casino.
It's Johnny Vega.
Hey, Johnny Vega's coming to town. Nobody talks to Johnny Vega like
this. He's the one that bombed Lefty's car.
Yeah, and Papa John's and private
right outside of the Tony Roma's rib place. that's what. So Johnny Vega, 24, has been arrested. And when the deputies contacted Vega, he said, I don't know what you're talking about.
Good answer.
They got his number. They got the time he called in. So he denied knowing anything about a threatening call. And he said that the number that Papa John's gave the cops was not his. So, quote, Vega provided one of his co-workers' phones in an attempt to pass it off as his own. When asked to check his phone to see if the phone number matched, Vega's co-worker... and Vega's wife reportedly confirmed the number provided to Papa John's belonged to him. Yeah. Vega was also accused of trying to conceal his phone by hiding it in his bedroom furniture.
Mm.
Yeah. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office arrest report, as a result of lying regarding his phone, Vega obstructed the investigation. He was charged with false report of a bomb, tampering with evidence, and resisting an officer without violence. What a dummy.
What a dope.
What an idiot. Besser?
No, I'm out. You guys really covered it there. But yeah, the last place you want to call and make any kind of threat is a pizza place.
Well, explain. Why is that?
Because the point of sale system
is so great.
For these call-in, take-out, fast food pizza places, I am a Domino's person, right? So I call Domino's. They know it's me. They know what my number one order is. They ask me, do you want to reorder your family favorite?
Well, like I said, the minute you dial in, their computer system fires up based on your caller ID, and everything comes up on their computer screen.
So I called a Domino's pizza out of town one time, and they knew who I was because I was in the system.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Like spying on you, like TikTok. Six fifty-one at the MJ Morning Show. We are loaded today. It is a busy, busy Friday. Oh, Fester, I think you were spotted. I got to get into this next. I still have additional local morons in the news. Hold on. We're back in minutes on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show Q105 here on a Friday. The weekend is within sight. 7:03. MJ here with Fester and Roxanne. And Froggy is back from the back attack. Now, you seem to be moving on. Is that a beer? What are you drinking over there,
Froggy? Oh, this is a Celsius peach vibe. I'm vibing today. Okay. You want a sip?
Oh, Celsius. Didn't they have to pay out, like, Jay-Z, like, $85 million or something?
I do not. I don't remember.
What was it? Something happened. Who was the celebrity that was endorsing Celsius?
Oh, you know, I think it was Flo Rida.
Flo Rida.
Wasn't it?
Was it?
Or somebody like that. It wasn't Jay-Z.
I'm sorry. It's the hard night life for me.
Stick the bass on that.
It's the hard night life for me. All right, so, Fester, go to Googles. Go to the Googles and... Oh, it's Flo Rida. Yeah, click on Rolling Stone. Yeah. Just click on the story.
All right.
Yeah, so Froggy's drinking a Celsius over there.
A very popular drink.
Didn't we mention this like sometime late last year?
I don't know that we have all your breaking Flo Rida information on this show. However, we might have.
Leave the computer alone.
I didn't realize he won the money.
Yeah, here's the deal here. So Froggy's drinking a Celsius drink, and the headline from Rolling Stone, Flo Rida wins $82.6 million in lawsuit.
Whoa.
This was late last year. Flo Rida wins. Rapper successfully argued the company failed to pay him what he was owed as part of an endorsement deal.
That's a pretty good endorsement.
Flo Rida has emerged victorious in his $82.6 million breach of contract lawsuit against the energy drink company Celsius. A jury in Broward County sided with the rapper. Well, it's certainly fitting that it was a Broward County or a Florida jury, and it is Flo Rida, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe now, they're a biased jury, yeah.
His real name is Tramar LaSalle Dillard, and very few people know this, but he's already loaded because his father founded the Dillard's department store
chain. That's crazy.
You never know.
I think that is completely erroneous. I don't think he has anything to do with Dillard's.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
No, he does. He has nothing to do with Dillard's. He accused Celsius of not paying him the stock options and bonuses that he was allegedly owed if the company hit certain sales markers. Specifically, Dillard was after the 1% ownership stake in the company that he said was promised as part of the deal.
Whoa, man.
In a statement shared with Rolling Stone, Dillard, or Flo Rida, celebrated the victory, saying, "From the start, I only wanted what I worked for. Nothing more, nothing less. I was instrumental in the Celsius that you know and love today." Hey, Froggy's drinking one right now.
Your daughter's the one who recommended me trying this stuff.
And she's drinking it because of Flo Rida.
She's a big fan.
I don't think they have Celsius over in Scotland. When the journey began, no one knew Celsius. I took Celsius all over the world through my videos, concerts, appearances, and social media. I have gained a new respect for the judicial system. God bless America!
Yeah. That's exactly what he's going to say.
No, that's what he said.
That's what he would say with an $80 million payout.
That's part of $82.5 million. I'm sorry, $82.6 million.
You can afford the boots with the fur now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
apple bottom jeans.
I got a little bug in my ear that he is in town this weekend, Mr. Rida.
Really? Flo Rida's in town?
So get this. Flo Rida just scores $80 million. I think he's
at $82.6 million.
I think he's at Busch Gardens doing a concert.
Yeah. So
you buy a
well,
Busch,
this is timely.
I don't know if it's, is it this weekend?
Yeah, we saw him live a couple months ago.
So a couple months ago, Froggy and I saw Flo Rida.
It was awesome.
He puts on a hell of a show.
Yeah, it's Florida Food and Wine, or it's Busch Gardens Food and Wine Fest, so that's where he's
performing. Oh, really?
And Flo Rida is one of the big acts.
So it's the Busch Gardens Food. I want to try the giraffe hors d'oeuvres.
It's a giraffe tongue.
I mean, if you get a piece of neck, you think it'll be stringy, but if you cut it against the grain, it's so good.
It's a little
supple.
The date on this, by the way, I said like sometime late last year, it was January. The story from Rolling Stone on Flo Rida winning the $82.6 million lawsuit against Celsius was January 18th of this year. So it was just back in January.
Good for him.
When this thing happened. This is unfortunate. This is very, very funny. This is hysterical.
Which one is it? Unfortunate, funny, or hysterical?
It's all wrapped up into one.
Okay.
It's like a s'more.
Awesome.
Okay? This is like a s'more story. A Florida representative by the name of Will Robinson Jr. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, 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 Will Robinson. This guy,
the hell?
This guy stepped
in. Horrible name.
All right. So, Will Robinson Jr., he is a Florida representative, represents the 71st district. Can you look that up? Where the hell is the 71st district of Florida? I have no idea where, but that's what he reps. And he was in a subcommittee hearing on Monday up in Tallahassee.
He lives in Bradenton, so.
Oh, okay.
I'd imagine it's in Bradenton.
Okay, so it sounds like it's somewhere down in Manatee County, Bradenton area. So Will Robinson is in a subcommittee hearing. It's the House Civil Justice Subcommittee, and he's reading out names of people into the record. And I want you to hear some of the names that he was calling out into the record during the hearing.
Pamela Birch Fort, Florida State Conference of NAACP Branches, waves in opposition. Anita Dick is an opponent, waves in opposition. Holden Hisk is also an opponent, waves in opposition.
Oh, my God. Does it go on, or is it just those two?
No, those are the ones we... And there's a lady sitting next to him on the dais at the committee hearing, and she's like, she's face planting. She's like,
palm to the face.
Soon as he said Anita Dick, she's like, oh my God.
That guy's a real pump. How did he not notice what he's saying?
What did Bart Simpson submit these things? What the hell?
I'd like to think it was one of the clerks.
Yeah, right. Listen, this guy. Representative Robinson, run for governor because you have my vote. This is fantastic.
Warning! Prank. Warning, Will Robinson! Warning! Warning, Will Robinson! You're about to read phony, dirty names into the record during this Florida subcommittee civil justice meeting. Wow, that's hysterical. And then after the fact, he went up on Twitter and he put up some kind of a... He invited Anita Dick and Holden his bleep, invited them to come to the next meeting.
Yeah, he did.
That's funny. You want to hear it again?
Please. Yeah, I do.
All right, here we go.
Pamela Birch Fort, Florida State Conference of NAACP Branches, waves in opposition. Anita Dick is an opponent, waves in opposition. Holden his is also an opponent. Waves in opposition.
All right, we had to put a bleep in that one.
We did?
What was it? Okay. Could you tell us what word it was?
Hold
on.
Really?
Can I tell you the name of my small business insurance company, MJ?
You've heard of Badcock Furniture, right?
Okay, that's what I thought.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
But it was his...
Yeah, I got it. I got you.
Holding
now.
His...
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've carried small business insurance with that company for 2 decades.
Spelled differently.
Yeah. Still... Off the tongue.
That's funny stuff there.
It's hysterical. It's just,
hey, if you want to see another funny thing, Andrew, can you put that on videos, please? Grab the YouTube video. There's a YouTube video on that. We'll play the guy sitting up in committee in Tallahassee reading the phony names. We'll put the video up on our website. We'll have it up shortly. MJMorningShow.com. We'll put it in videos mentioned on the MJ Morning Show, and then we'll also put this image in stories mentioned on the MJ Morning Show. A 47-year-old dude right here in Florida was walking along the road in Orlando, and he was apparently yelling at passing cars and doing all kinds of hand motions. So a motorist clearly says something's wrong. This guy's in distress. He's like trying to hit cars, yell at cars as they're passing, and the cops are called after initially ignoring the police demands for him to show his hands and get on the ground. He was cuffed and searched. They found knives on the guy, a crack pipe in his pocket. He was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. But the reason why I'm doing the story is you've got to see the guy's mugshot. The dude has pink paint all over his face.
Like he was huffing the paint?
I don't know.
Festive, that's a good clue. Yeah.
Bring this up. Type in the smoking gun headline here. Pink and in the clink. All right. Type that in. Pink and in the clink. And you got to see this guy's mugshot. I mean, what the hell was he doing? Right, do you have the story?
I think Fester might be onto something. I mean,
what is the deal on this dude?
He's not huffing. I've seen people who go to jail with huff spray paint, and they have like a goatee.
That's what I'm saying.
Holy crap!
This
dude.
Is incredible.
He was in a paintball fight.
What the hell?
He looks like the devil.
This is crazy. If the devil wore pink.
I'm colorblind. It looks red to me.
Okay, so it's like a bucket of paint fell on his head.
What's the matter with his eyes?
Or it's like Pepto-Bismol accident.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's pink Pepto-Bismol. You got to see the image. We'll put it up on our webpage. Oh, it's up now. Go to mjmorningshow.com. Stories mentioned. Click on that, and then you can see this guy. It's absolutely insane. Fester.
Yes.
I think you were spotted.
All right, I'm pretty easy to spot.
I need confirmation. I have two people trying to get my broken chair. Remember the broken chair that collapsed under me from Wayfair? Remember that?
Of course.
Yeah.
I've got two people that are trying to get the chair from me. I'll get into all this coming up in just a bit. And then the TikTok disaster. TikTok, could it be banned shortly? Oh, and did you see the Adele ticket prices now that she's, back in Vegas? We got a lot of, that's just scratching the surface. Hold on, folks. We're back next with 1 hour and 20 minutes of nonstop MJ Morning Show. We've got a waitress and a tipping problem. You guys, you want to make fun of me again by talking to people with a recalled vehicle at a gas station? Guess what? It's happened again. Hang on. We're loaded next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. MJ with the crew, Roxanne and Froggy and Fester, me, MJ, Andrew, the producer, in the booth. So 1 hour and 20 minutes of nonstop MJ Morning Show right now. Remember, take us into work with you. You can listen to after you get out of the car, whatever you're doing. You don't have to stop listening. Bring us in. Use your phone. Get the iHeart app, the TuneIn app, the Audacy, AUDACY app, formerly radio.com, MyQ105 app. And you can listen to us on your phone. Continue listening. Just search for Q105 Tampa and keep listening. You can also listen on your desktop computer. Just go to MJMorningShow.com. Click on the red Listen Live button at the very top of MJMorningShow.com. And, of course, smart speakers. So, Fester.
Yes.
First thing.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Were you in downtown Tampa?
Last night. Yesterday. Hold on. Yesterday after the show, I was in downtown Tampa.
Were you taking a picture of yourself or taking a picture of a street sign?
Yeah.
Dude, you were spotted.
Okay. I don't hide.
Listen to this. Bruce Lee style.
Hey, Bruce.
That's his Instagram handle. I get a direct message from Bruce Lee style on Instagram, and he wrote, and I'll hold this thing up. I printed this thing out. Look at that. I'm holding it up to MJTV right now. Watch the whole show on MJTV. Go to MJMorningShow.com, click on MJTV, watch us live on TV in the studio 6 to 10.
Oh, my God, you're not going to believe how this whole thing ties together.
And then you can watch us even after we're live. You can watch the whole show back at any time, any show, any day. You can hit the archives. All right, so hold on to that thought. Let me just read what Bruce Lee style sent me. Does Fester own an old black Cadillac?
Okay, old is... my old car was old. This is an old new car.
Dude, it's a 2010. It's 14 model years old.
It's a new... Can we cool?
Still cool.
Yeah, can we please refer to it as my new old car?
Your new old car. So Bruce Lee style wrote me on Instagram last night, does Fester own an old black Cadillac? I could have sworn I saw him downtown today taking a picture of the street sign at Jefferson and Washington.
That was you.
That was me.
Why? Right. So you were spotted by this listener by Bruce Lee style.
All right. So, Bruce, you should have honked your horn or flashed me or said hi. I would have said hello back. It's no big deal.
What the hell were you doing downtown taking a picture of a street sign or taking a selfie or whatever the hell you were doing?
Do you really want to know?
Here Dude, this go. Is odd. Why are you standing on the side of the road and next to your old new Cadillac taking a picture of a street sign? Yes, I want to know.
Remember you called me earlier this week and you told me that, Festa, you're probably going to be the first one to get fired. Because
what?
I have to write more stories for
you said clickbait.
He's like, Fester, everybody's doing stories but you. You're probably the first one that's going to get fired. They're going to make the example out of you.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
That was our conversation. That was the conversation. So MJ says, listen, Fester, listen, cut the crap and start writing stories about or things that are of interest. Right? We talked about it yesterday. Okay. We're like, what, 600,000 clicks behind our goal, right?
So there was a new initiative, and for the first quarter, for MJ Morning Show, we're supposed to have 1 million page views for first quarter, January, February, March. First quarter ends in 7 days.
I mean, we're going to miss
and,
it by
and we're,
half a million.
We're a half million off.
That's
so
off.
We're a half million away from the quota.
So we talked about it the other day.
Hey, forget about the fact the ratings are going through the roof. You know, forget about that. You know, it's all page views, baby.
I think we kind of had this passive-aggressive conversation like on Wednesday. So Wednesday night, I wrote the story about the luckiest tourist, which you can find at mjmorningshow.com. And please click it 25 times, everybody. And then I have to come up with another story. And I thought it was interesting. There's an interesting angle that I thought of with streets in downtown Tampa.
Yeah.
The streets, you want to know what it is? I don't want to tell you what it is because I want everybody to clickbait my thing when I have it written later today.
Just all give us the headline.
Here it is. Yes.
And I don't really care. I mean, you click the story anyway, people. Have you ever noticed downtown Tampa has a lot of streets named after presidents, right? Which is not uncommon.
Yes, President Breen.
Okay, well, no, not Breen necessarily.
President Twiggs.
Yes, Twiggs. Right next to President Marion.
President Ashley.
Right.
Well, but there is a Kennedy.
But there's Kennedy, there's Washington, there's Jefferson, there's Madison, right? But did you ever notice that downtown...
And there's Ashley Madison.
Okay.
There you go.
That's Roxanne's headline.
The intersection of Ashley Madison.
Yes, well, that's
where life's too short to stay
married.
No. What is their slogan over there? Ashley Madison. Oh, life's too short to not have an affair or something, right? Yeah. Wasn't there stupid? All right, so go ahead.
So if Roxanne wrote that story, that would be 1 million clicks. Downtown Tampa also has a bunch of streets named after the most irrelevant presidents in our history. Tyler, Polk, Harrison, Pierce.
Right.
And I wrote a story about why we have those stupid streets.
Why?
God, you think that's going to get clicks?
No, but
that is an awful story. That'll get anti-clicks.
The headline is the rook. The rook is negative clicks.
Dude, that is the worst. That is the worst.
That's going to drive away viewers.
That's the worst. What is the opposite of clickbait? That is
click.
That is ticks you off.
It's repel bait.
Do you have any idea why? Do you want to know why? I'll tell you why.
That is awful.
I think the headline was something like downtown Tampa's love affair with irrelevant presidents.
Oh, that's a terrible headline.
Irrelevant dead presidents. It's a little wordy. I'm going to hear about that.
All right. You ready for the next message? Folks, if you follow
me. It's because the surveyor made the survey in 1850, and those guys were presidents at that time.
That sucks. It's getting worse.
Are you kidding me?
The more you talk, the worse this is getting.
William Henry Harrison was president for 32 Fester, days, and he has a street name.
Fester, I hate you. Stop. Just leave. Go.
They didn't give a street to
Take
Miller
the weekend
Fillmore.
Now. Just leave the studio.
No Miller Fillmore in downtown Tampa. Why'd you skip Millard?
This is awful.
That is
we would be a million hits off our goal if you were writing posts. Maybe you've been helping us by not writing them.
I've been trying.
How to ruin an internet website by Fester.
I'll crash a whole son of a bitch. I won't?
Dude, don't even bother with that.
Thank you.
That could be the worst concept I've ever heard.
I've been trying to tell you all along.
You should do a story on speed humps.
You know what? That's like, That's like click on this story and get COVID.
Yeah.
Click on this story and get anthrax poisoning or something.
You know, my that, God. That you might want to reconsider.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And it's very well written.
It is Festive. Don't even bother with that. That is
it's too late.
It's garbage.
It's going to be top story at MJMorningShow.com after the show. Right? No. I sent Andrew the
That is the
yesterday.
Worst thing I've ever heard of in my life.
And to supplement it, I took my own original pictures.
All right, I'm moving along. I got another message on my Instagram. Folks, if you follow me on Instagram, you can send me the direct messages. I accept direct messages. I read them. I answer them. I do the little heart thing, and I get another message. Greg sends me a note yesterday, 2 days ago, actually. MJ, no joke. This looks like a chair that matches my dining room set. One of my chairs has the two front legs that broke during our move, and I haven't been able to find the matching one. If this chair is broken and you're throwing it out, I'll even buy it from you.
Whoa.
I just need the two front legs. So what is Greg talking about? Greg is talking about a story that I talked about earlier this week, how I was in my home studio and a chair that went to a writing desk set that I was sitting in freaking collapsed. I'm in the chair and the whole thing just collapses. And it's some Chinese junk that we bought from Wayfair for the old New York apartment when we were up there for a little bit. And it was like a little writing desk for Chloe. It was junk. It was disposable. We meant to throw it away, but we brought it back. And it turned out that the desk worked nicely to hold my radio equipment in my home studio. Now, the desk seems fine, but the chair freaking collapsed. The wood just broke. And people are like, hey, MJ, do you weigh as much as Fester now? No, I don't. I'm in great fighting weight. I'm in great shape right now. The chair just broke. And as far as you, Wayfair.
Wayfair, you've got just what I need.
No, I've rewritten the jingle. Wayfair, you made me bleed. So, yeah. Did I have an extra syllable in that last?
It worked. I mean, we knew where you were going.
I think I said it better like a couple of days ago when I did it. Yeah, I got it. Wayfair, your chair made me bleed.
Yeah, it's not Wayfair's fault.
Wayfair, your chair made me bleed.
You buy the cheapest stuff, it lasted you 5 years. Yeah,
anyway, so now Greg wants the chair. Folks, I have the chair. I brought it in. It's right back. I'll get the chair in a second, and you'll be able to see all the parts on MJTV if you're watching. Or you can watch it later on. Let me get Greg on the line, because Greg, I asked him last night. I sent him a message. I'm like, Greg, send me your phone number. So hang on. Let me dial Greg up now and get the story. 727. Mm-mm. He's got a cool phone number, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I'm not going to share it. Not as cool as Fester's, which is...
Oh, 813-310-8444. The coolest.
Right.
Hello.
Greg?
Speaking.
Hey, Greg, MJ Morning Show calling you live. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. How are you?
Thanks for coming on. I do appreciate it. Now, I got this message from you, and I just, are you listening now by any chance?
I'm actually watching you.
Oh, you're watching us on MJTV. So I got your message on Instagram, so you can attest to the fact that I respond to people, right?
Yes.
And I think you follow me.
Did you say sometimes, Greg, under your breath, like real passive?
Several.
Oh.
Several.
Oh, several times. I'm sorry.
Okay, Mr. Story Writer, why don't you clam it up over there? So
they
got
skip Millard Fillmore. I mean, it's amazing. Why?
So I'm certified MJ Radio on Instagram. You can give me a follow, just like Greg. I'm certified MJ Radio. So if you're watching on MJTV, I can hold up the parts to the busted chair that Wayfair almost killed me on. And, you know, listen, Wayfair just sold it. It was there's a company name on the bottom of the chair. So, Greg, tell me why you want my broken chair.
So about 7 years ago, when we moved back to Florida, in the moving truck, one of my chairs, we have a dining room set that matches the chairs that you have. We have eight of them. One of them, the two front legs broke. So I've been looking for the chair for quite some time now, and when I saw the picture on your post, it looked exactly like the one that we have. And it looks like the two front legs aren't broken. So if it's the right chair, then that's great.
All right. Listen, I'm going to go to the back of the room right now. I'm going to get the parts. I'll hold them up to the camera. Folks, if you want to see the busted chair, The picture is on my Instagram. I did post this, and you can see my my female Jack Russell Terrier, Little Scout, is actually surveying the damage on the busted chair that almost killed me. I was like, and, you know, people thought I was hurt because initially I was just kind of joking. And I posted on my Instagram, there's concern about a banking industry collapse, but today I had a chair collapse. I wrote, I was sitting in this crap chair in my home studio when it disintegrated and threw me on the floor. It's made in China junk that we bought in New York City from Wayfair. It has a matching writing desk that works well, holding my equipment. We knew this was disposable crap, but was put into action during COVID. I used it for my home studio. I only suffered 2 cracked ribs, broken wrist, and concussion. I'm awaiting the results of the CT scan now. And people thought I was serious. I was getting all these well wishes. Oh, my God, MJ, are you okay? Could have been a lot worse. And then I thought people would know I was joking, but they didn't. So then I had to go back and edit my post and add at the end, I'm joking, I am uninjured. And now we've got Greg calling. Now, Greg, are you still watching MJ TV?
I am.
All right. Let me go to the back of the room. I got the parts over here.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, he has all of them. He brought them all in.
Yeah.
Whoa. Don't hurt yourself. There's still splinters on the top ends of some of those things.
All right. So I have all the parts. So, Greg, now there's going to be a little delay on MJ TV, but I'm holding this up right now. And this is the cushion. Hold on a sec. This is the cushion. Now, the chair was made by Coaster Fine Furniture.
Oh.
I would like to take exception to the fine furniture portion of their label here. I'm sorry. And they're out of California. I mean, the chair flipping collapsed.
Okay, we get that it collapsed.
All right,
but if he can make it into something good.
So this is the cushion. All right, now.
Do you need the cushion?
I don't need the cushion. All I need is the 2 front legs.
Well, the 2 front legs are, it looks like they're perfectly intact. One is completely split off now, but it will connect. So this is 1 front leg, and then this is the other. I'm holding this up now.
Are you still watching MJTV? Because you're going to see this live doing this.
And this is the, you can see the whole frame cracked and smashed and disintegrated and threw me on the ground. And then this is the other front leg right here. So both of the front legs look totally usable. You just got to undo the, you know, you need an Allen wrench, undo the bolts, but I think that the legs are fine. And then, hold on, I got the backing. Hang on.
He doesn't need the backing. Why'd you bring all that in?
Hang on. All right, hang on. Here's the, I dropped it. I'm sorry.
We see.
Jeez. All right. This is the back of the chair.
It looks like a really nice chair.
It is not a nice chair.
It looks pretty classy.
But listen, can you get over here now? You want to pick it up while we're live on the air? You know, we're on till 9:45. I mean, Greg, hey, just like, you know, on The Price is Right. Dude. Greg, come on down and get my busted chair. What do you think?
Sure.
Greg, what part of town are you in?
I'm off of Elmerton in 19 in the Icott Center.
Oh, you're not that far.
You're 10 minutes away. Close. Come on down.
Hey, Greg, do you know where we're located?
Not exactly.
Okay. When can you be here?
I'll run.
How
over
can
now.
You know that?
Hold on. Say it again, Greg.
I'll run over now.
All right, I'll tell you what. Put him on hold. Andrew will give him the address.
Okay.
We're located near 4th and Gandy in St. Pete. We're 10 minutes away.
We're in the old Koger Business Center. It's called like the Wayfair Bayport thing or something now. I don't know.
It's like our elevator is made by Wayfair.
Yeah. All right. So, Greg, come on down. We'll have you in the studio, and I'll turn over my broken chair parts to you.
Sounds good.
And you had offered to buy them for me. How much are you offering?
I don't know. What do you want?
Got $100?
What?
No, I'm kidding. I know. I mean,
Greg, you've held on to this chair for how long? 9 years?
Greg, I'm just going to give you the busted chair. Greg, it's free. It's all yours.
All right, perfect.
All right, Greg, you can have it. All right. So, Greg, I'm going to put you on hold. Andrew, our producer, is going to pick up, and he'll give you the information. Come on down, baby. It's all yours.
All right, thank you very much.
All right. Who the hell would have thought that the chair that collapsed and nearly killed me, giving me a subdural hematoma, a brain bleed, and all kinds of stuff. Who would have thought that I've got a listener that has the same set and needs two front legs, and miraculously the two front legs,
You're going to break him again.
No, that was the backing.
Stop. Okay.
The two front legs are really intact. You just got to, you see, this is all split. You can see where the wood, it's like cheap-ass press board or something.
How tight are those bolts? Could they be adjusted, like screwed in tighter?
The bolts, those just come out. But he needs these two legs, and these legs will be fine.
Right.
Uh-huh. To attach to his broken dining room set chair.
My point is, on those kinds of chairs, MJ, every once in a while you have to turn them over and tighten those bolts, which I doubt you've ever done.
No, I've done that numerous times.
Okay.
I've done it. I've absolutely done it. Mm. What are you, a furniture repair expert all of a sudden over here?
I don't know that you've been tightening your bolts like you should have been.
I mean, seriously, I don't know if you're...
Hey, Froggy, leave it alone.
Is this what he's... Oh,
no, don't break it. Froggy.
Froggy's going to smash it the wood splinters.
Oh, you're lucky I'm moving slow today.
I just had to go to the back of the room because Froggy went...
Damn it, I had it in my hand.
Froggy had one of the legs in his hands, and Froggy was going to smash it. You'd screw out Greg the listener, really?
Oh, yeah.
You'd screw him out of... Come on.
Video?
Let me tell you, I'm never going to see again, Greg the listener.
No, we love Greg the listener.
Yeah,
Andrew, did you give Greg all the information?
Yes, I did.
Cool. He's on the way down, and he's going to get my busted chair.
Congratulations, Greg.
Look at that.
You're a winner.
You and MJ's busted chair. All right.
Hey, got a sec. I think we've got some sound effects here.
Yeah. Got yourself some broken leg chair or chair legs.
Don't. You're a winner.
So we'll have Greg in the studio in just a bit here on the MJ Morning Show. Stand by. All right, what do we have to do? What time? Oh, 7:45. You know what? I have the opportunity to be 100% on time right now with my MJ Morning Show teased item.
Ooh, congratulations.
Wow. That's yours.
Don't do that. Because people know what time you tease something, know you're 6 minutes late.
Nope.
So they're not going to tune in until like 7:52.
I am 100% on time right now. Hey, also, remember, between 9 and 9:15, we open up the MJ Morning Show ticket window. So in just a short amount of time, within an hour and 15 minutes, we're going to allow you to call in. I'll tell you exactly when, between 9 and 9:15. And this is all part of, hey, you got to make sure that you listen to our final hour every day because we do great stuff. You know, a lot of folks say, oh, it's 9 o'clock, workday starting. Continue to listen to the MJ Morning Show in our 9 o'clock hour, and it pays off, just like I'm going to give you a chance to pick your ticket between 9 and 9:15 this morning. You'll be able to choose between Duran Duran tickets, Brian Adams with Joan Jett, or Kenny Loggins all coming to town. So pick your ticket between 9 and 9:15 this morning. Now, on to the teased item at 7:46 here on a Friday. Where did Fester go? This
I don't know.
He's talking to Andrew, our producer.
Hold on. He just left. Fester, get in here. This story is all about you.
All right, good. I like those stories.
We know.
Was it about fat people dying young or something?
Stop it. No.
Okay.
This dude is getting all kinds of online accolades and all kinds of social media hits with a scam-a-lama ding-dong with a stunt that you've been pulling for years.
Okay, let's go around the room and guess the stunt.
Go ahead, fine. What do you think it is?
I'm going to guess stealing sugar packets.
Good guess.
I don't steal sugar packets.
That is a good guess, but it's wrong.
I will take any Splenda packet, but I will completely clean you out if you have stevia packets.
Stevia, that's right.
I have a guess.
Froggy, what do you think it is?
I'm going to guess the soda, the cup thing with the son
of
that
is a very good guess.
Thank you.
So we've now revealed two big Fester scams.
Mad props to Wendy's. Their cup game is strong.
Hang on. So Fester will go into Wawa or any of the fast food.
It's got to be a fast food place. It can't be a convenience store place.
I'm talking about you ripping off all their stevia packets.
Okay, stevia packets are convenience
stores. So I'm going through the list here. Okay. So Roxanne guessed that oh, this, what I'm about to talk about is Fester's scam of going into the convenience store and grabbing all of their stevia packets. Fester has thousands of packets of stevia. That's number one, which is wrong, but a very good guess. Froggy just guessed the fast food cup scam where Fester, oh, did you transfer all of the fast food cups from the trunk of the 2004 Lincoln Town Car to the new trunk of the old new 2010 Cadillac DTS that you're now sporting?
Some of my cups are starting to look weathered, so I have to reinvest in some of my assets for this scam. So I actually have to buy one or two of them.
Fester's scam is that he has a fast food cup for like every establishment. So whenever he's thirsty, he just pulls in, grabs the appropriate cup out of his trunk, goes into the establishment, walks right up to the self-serve soda fountain, and he has the appropriate cup. So he thinks that, oh, they won't notice. They'll think I'm a regular customer. I just bought this drink. So that's one of Fester's scams, not the one I'm looking for. Damn. Andrew, do you have an idea what I'm talking about?
I have a guess.
What is it?
Is it limping through the airport?
Ooh, a good guess. Good guess.
No. Good answer.
But I do have a collapsible
key. No. Come on, guys. This is one of the most glaring Fester scams that we've talked about previously. Fester, do you know what scam has been left off the list?
I don't guess on myself.
I just Wambuki, on the way to work, you would...
Oh, get free breakfast.
Say it again.
Free continental breakfast at hotels. Yes!
Oh,
that is correct.
Exactly right.
So
that goes hand in hand with the stevia, kind of.
There's a dude that's getting all kinds of video hits, like millions of views, and this guy is showing off the technique for getting a free breakfast at Hampton Inn on his way to work every day.
Hampton Inn is one of my favorites.
This
not
is
the
a,
best.
This is a Daily Dot story. I'm like, what the hell? This guy's getting all these web clicks. This dude's getting all these video hits. He's probably monetizing it. He's probably going to buy a new speedboat with all the money he's making from the monetization.
For sure.
And Fester's been doing this for years.
So I was thinking about making a YouTube series about this when I was enjoying breakfast like a month ago.
Well, guess what? Day late,
Suites.
Day late, mm-hmm. Dollar short, because this guy's got millions of hits. He beat you to your own game.
Hey, good for him. Good for him. Listen, I'm happy to perpetrate the legend of
that guy's
Fester.
A poser. Fester's living the life.
Listen, let him. Go ahead.
This dude online, he shows how he's able to grab free breakfast at Hampton Inn on the way to work. He's got millions of hits right now. He just posted this thing in early March. Dude, you've been doing this for years.
I mean, decades? I mean, forever? I don't even know when it started. I mean, I've been doing it so long.
The video shows this dude. There's an exterior shot of a Hampton Inn, and there's a caption that says, proof you can get free breakfast on your way to work every day.
Every day. Every
he then
day.
Walks into the Hampton Inn, goes to where the breakfast is laid out, and just starts moving along all the little breakfast stations, and boom. Grabs a biscuit, gets some bacon, gets some juice, then goes to his truck and just...
You can make a nice sandwich with the oil, breakfast sandwich. They also have the waffle station, which takes, 2.5 minutes to cook, so you got to be there a while.
Didn't you bring your kid to the waffle station?
Yeah.
And you're not even guests.
No.
And don't you have some bogus, key cards?
I have some expired key cards.
And haven't you once rolled in a piece of bogus luggage to make it even more believable?
Just give out every one of my tricks. But yes, I keep a wheelie bag.
And didn't you tell me that you kind of like act like a little bit, not like a bully, but like really kind of gruff so people don't approach you and ask you what you're doing there?
No, I don't make eye contact with anybody that works there. It's completely appropriate to show up in your pajamas. That only makes it more believable. Like, I have, flannel, long leg pajamas, right? I'll wear those. I'll wear that on weekends when I go out.
Why don't you do bedhead? Oh, you can't do bedhead.
Well, no. Listen, you can make it very passable. Then you got to walk in. You always say hi to the, people working when you walk
how
in.
How you doing?
Hey, guys.
And you have your key card in your hand?
Great night's rest last night. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm 312.
Why would you say that?
Never
mattresses are great. Oh, yeah. Staff's great here. And you're waving to them with your little Hampton and key card in your... Now, what are the places that you've wambookied? Give me the list. Give me the list of places where you, Fester, have walked in. not a guest of the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, where you've scored free breakfast. Give me all the places.
Ever or in the last 3 months?
Ever.
Okay.
Ever.
Oh, Jesus.
So
ever.
Hampton, okay. Hampton Inn is known.
Hampton Inn is a staple.
Okay.
It's like the meat of the food groups for me and free breakfast.
It's the best part of the pyramid, is that it?
It's not the best, necessarily, but it's the easiest.
All right.
The best, by far, is Embassy Suites, and they have a full breakfast.
You've done that?
I did that to the Embassy Suites at USF 3 weeks ago,
What's the one where they give you the free hot cookies when you walk in? That's Doubletree.
Oh, Doubletree. Those are good cookies.
You ever just, like, walk in, hey, we checked in and we didn't get our cookies? You ever try that scam, and you're not even a guest there?
No, that's a good scam. I haven't tried that one, though.
Oh, geez. All right, go ahead.
I scouted out the Embassy Suites at West Shore.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough one because parking sucks and it's on the second level. Anyway, but the Embassy Suites on Fowler and the one in Brandon, perfect. Holiday Inn Express, not Holiday Inns, but Holiday Inn Express, they have the cinnamon buns.
Yeah.
Excellent. And they're better when they're stolen.
Dude, I think you can be arrested for like theft of services or something.
Do you know who has a low-key, excellent breakfast? Hyatt Place. Hyatt Place. The Hyatt Place has...
Where is a Hyatt Place?
The one that I frequent is in Wesley Chapel, and there's one off of Fowler near USF.
Are we done yet?
I mean, are we? I mean, I can keep going.
Are there more?
I mean, sure. But this is recent. These are 2023 places.
Oh, my God.
These are places I've been since Christmas.
Since Christmas?
I mean, yeah, 3 months. Yeah, probably I hit one a week. That Hampton Inn on
you have a new route.
That Hampton Inn on exit 10 on I-4, boy, I have violated that place a thousand.
Which one?
Oh, the one
the
on
Hampton Inn.
The one near the Travel America on exit 10 on I-4. Oh yeah.
God. All right. I think we're done. I'm moving on. You guys want to bust me again on the new Kia Hyundai recall?
Well, did you come up to someone, a stranger, at a gas station and talk to them about their recall when they didn't ask you to? Did you do that again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
Good observation.
So, folks, the MJ Morning Show crew members, they're giving me guff. They're giving me crap here because, what was it, last fall, right? I think it was before Christmas. Festa, open up a new window, please, sure. And bring up the Googles.
Okay.
All right. Type in Kia Hyundai trailer hitch Palisades recall.
Well, yeah, you.
So I think that's what it was. So I was pumping it, the whole crew gave me crap for this. I was pumping gas. This is last fall, and we had just done a story. You see, these are all the fresh ones coming up.
Okay.
I was trying to find the old story, which goes back to
August 23rd.
Yeah. Click on that. Yep.
This is from CNET.
Right. So this was back in August. Hyundai Kia recalled nearly 300,000 SUVs for tow hitch fire risks. Now scroll up so I can see the models. It was thousands of Hyundai Kia. Okay, here we go. So 2020 to 2022 Hyundai Palisade. And the 2020 through 2022 Kia Telluride.
Those are the big full-size SUVs that they have.
And they're nice vehicles.
Yeah.
They are really nice vehicles. So we did this story last August about, hey, warning. Remember what they said? Don't park your car in the garage. That's what caught my attention. When the car company is telling you, park your car away from the house in case it just, you know, goes up like backdraft or something, you know, like, holy crap! So I thought it was intriguing. Don't park your car near the house. Don't park it in the garage in case it catches on fire. So it turned out we did the story on the show. And then I'm pumping gas, like, I think a day or two later, and I noticed, like, a brand new Hyundai, or very new, it was either, you know what? It was the Kia Telluride. It was a Telluride. And a lot of people didn't know it, but Hyundai owns like more than 50% of Kia or whatever the story is. So it's really the same company.
Why don't they call themselves like Hyundai or something and make one brand?
So I said to the person pumping gas next to me, and this was right at the Walmart at 275 and Dale Mabry, and I'm pumping gas, and right across from me is, I can tell, one of these Kia Tellurides. I'm like, hey, did you hear about the recall on your vehicle? You might be under recall. And they're like, no, what do you mean? I said, yeah, I heard a story. I didn't say, I'm MJ from the MJ Morning Show on Q105. That's 104.6. In fact, let me climb into your car right now and let me make it the number one preset on your radio button right now.
You've been known to do that.
104.7 FM. No, I didn't do that. But they seemed to be very appreciative. They had not heard about the recall. Their car had the trailer hitch on the back. I could see it. And that means that it might be part of the recall and a fire risk. So you would rather me, guy, you made fun of me for letting the person know that their car might be under recall. And in fact, as they were there, they went to their phone and did the Google search for the news story to see if their car was going to be recalled. And you guys were making fun of me. Oh, Mr. Dudley Do-Right, Mr. Good Samaritan. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to recall my negative recall comments towards you if your delivery was acceptable. Because as you're telling the story, I'm picturing myself when I called you when I had car trouble and you were very, like, MJ car superhero-ish, and I liked it. So if you approach those people in a way that wasn't snooty, that wasn't, whoa, I know more than you, that wasn't, you're an idiot because you don't know that your car's recalled. If it was presented in a good way, then I'm going to say it's okay that you did that.
Screw that business. If anybody talks to me at a gas station, I'm pulling out the nozzle and I'm pointing it straight at
you. Stop.
Like, back up.
Stop.
Back up.
That's a weapon.
I will gas you.
Well, the point is, and the reason why I'm bringing this back up, because here on this, 24th of March, this Friday of 2023, there's an extension now. Now Kia and Hyundai are recalling even more models. It goes beyond the Kia Telluride and the Hyundai, Palisade?
Palisade, yes.
Now, announced yesterday, they're recalling another 570,000 vehicles. And I'm telling, more people have these than the other models.
Are they just naming all their cars after pretty cities? Is that what they're doing now?
That's what it sounds
Pacific
like.
Pacific Palisades, yeah. Telluride, Colorado, right?
Yes, coming soon, the new Kia Gary, Indiana.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's going to be a hot vehicle there.
You take a ride in my new Hyundai Largo.
Yeah. So now it's 2022 through 2023 Hyundai Santa Cruzes. You've got 21 through 23 Santa Fe Hybrids. You got the Hyundai Santa Fe. You got the Kia Carnival. What the hell is a Kia Carnival? I've never seen that.
That is the new super minivan that they have. And it's, if you have a lot of people to transport, like a family of six or eight.
Oh, like you're transporting a carnival.
Yeah.
Like a whole bunch of carnies.
It's a pretty sweet vehicle, but it's a minivan styling.
And then the Santa Fe plug-in. So now there's another, the Hyundai Santa Fe, that is a very popular, they sell a ton of those things. And now, if it's under the years and the models, another 570,000 vehicles. So if I notice one of these vehicles when I'm pumping gas again, and I mention it, hey, your car might be under recall, don't park it in the garage. Listen, I'm reading the story here. Owners are advised to this is the story. Hyundai and Kia. Owners are advised to avoid parking their vehicles indoors or near buildings until free vehicle repairs being offered to remedy the defect can be completed.
I mean, technically, you don't even want to park it near a tree near your house, because if the tree catches, then...
In August, thousands of Hyundai Palisade and Kia Tellurides were also recalled over similar concerns.
Why don't you stand at an intersection of, like, two busy streets and just, like, have a mega horn, just shout at people passing by?
Just giving me a whole lot of crap. All right, now, speaking of vehicles... We've got to do our part, and we mentioned this early in the show. I want to mention it again. We got to find the green Toyota that caused the massive accident on I-75 yesterday.
Yeah, that video is really scary stuff.
It is. If you don't know about this, the video has been released, and the Florida Highway Patrol, they're looking for the driver of a Toyota sedan. And it was a road rage deal. It happened on I-75 yesterday morning. A green Toyota sedan was caught on the dash cam of a tractor trailer cutting off a dump truck. The dump truck should have just rammed the back of the Toyota. It would have ended much better. Instead, the dump truck slams on his brakes, causes the dump truck to fishtail, goes sideways, crosses from the left lane into the center and right lane on I-75, and then right into the path of a couple of tractor trailers, and the a couple of tractor trailers had an accident. So multiple vehicles. This could have been really dangerous. And you know what it was? The Toyota, it looks like the green Toyota was pissed off that the white dump truck was in the left lane. So he cuts in front of the dump truck in a road rage fashion and then jams on the brakes like a brake check.
Yeah.
And then the dump truck hits their brakes and then causes this massive accident. The green Toyota keeps going southbound on I-75. It was just south of State Road 56 in the Wesley Chapel area. It happened at about 9:50 a.m. yesterday. The video is up. We got to find this guy. Who caused this accident? That is just a horrific situation. And the guy that caused this in the green Toyota needs to be brought to justice. And the video is on our website. Is it in videos mentioned? Where is it? It's a post. It's a full post? Okay. We've got a full post. Oh, maybe. Maybe this will get us to a million hits. All right. So,
yes.
All right, folks, you got to go take a look at this thing because somebody is going to be able to identify the green Toyota driver that recklessly caused three trucks to pile up on I-75. We need to get this guy hauled into court.
I mean, here's the problem with interstates.
The video is up, by the way. If you go to MJMorningShow.com, go to MJMorningShow.com, and Andrew, what is the headline before Fester talks?
Video, Florida Highway Patrol seeks I-75 road rage driver.
All right, good headline. Ooh. Sounds a little wordy if you ask me.
Go to MJMorningShow.com right now and see the dash cam video of this schmuck on wheels literally causing the accident and the dump truck fishtailing, going sideways, two other tractor trailers crash, all caught on dash cam. Check it out now. And let's haul this guy into court. And then, you know, the truckers need to call Kemp Rouge and Green, your car accident and 18-wheeler dump truck accident team.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yes. Seriously, if you were hurt, if you're one of the... Once they get this guy, or maybe it's a woman, once they get this person and we know who they are, you clearly want to call Pound Hurt. Pound H-U-R-T. Oh, and the FHP, if you know who it is, hit star FHP on your cell and report this douche wagon. I'm sorry. That's what he is. All right, Fester, what were you going to say?
On the interstate, whenever there's a problem on the interstate and they're looking for somebody, I always think they released this video 4 or 5 hours after the accident, part of their investigation. This guy could have been almost past Miami at this point. I mean, who's to say he's from the area?
Yeah, you're right.
If it happens on a city street, then you can assume he might be from here. But on the interstate, you just never know.
I have a whole bunch of airline, just, and there's something that I mentioned yesterday that I forgot to bring back up. Remember what I teased yesterday?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. No.
No. Nope.
Nope. I made a mention of something that I overheard. Two gate agents were talking at LaGuardia. Don't remember I mentioned that?
Oh, vaguely. I thought I dreamed that, but now that you say that, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I was paying attention that minute.
All right, so I overheard a very interesting, provocative statement from two gate agents at LaGuardia Airport coming back from Scotland, you know, flying from New York back to Tampa Bay. I'll get to that in a second.
Why am I picturing you hiding under the gate agent's desk, eavesdropping on their conversation?
Oh, that's creepy.
When you say you overheard it, that's the only way I can imagine that you did.
Were you under her desk, dude?
I was not under the gate agent.
Okay.
What are you saying?
Just making sure.
Roxanne's trying to figure out how you exactly got so close to their private conversation.
Exactly. To hear something so provocative.
I saw Andrew just leave. Andrew might have just gone to let the dude in who I'm giving my furniture legs to, my chair legs. He might be here. Greg the scavenger. Picking up my busted chair legs.
I don't know if scavenger is an appropriate term as much as, you know, resourceful. He's trying to fix a chair of his that has been broken.
No, listen, I didn't mean that in a disparaging fashion.
When I think of a scavenger, I think of like a vulture or something that's eating a dead carcass on the side of a road.
It's just funny. It's funny. All right.
Hey, I know we don't like to go backwards here, but I just thought this was an interesting text. It's worth mentioning.
Well, I'm trying to do my airplane stuff here.
Yeah, okay. Regarding that accident.
Yes.
This person said, my colleague had a client 10 minutes late to court because of that accident, and the judge put her in handcuffs for being late.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa. That's not right.
Wow. So
the ramifications of that accident affected people all around the area. Yeah,
and the key word is ram.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is crazy. Who sent this?
One of our texters.
Read it again.
My colleague, so it sounds like this person is an attorney, is my guess, had a client 10 minutes late to court because of that accident, and the judge put her in handcuffs because she was late.
Well, that was well worth and worthy of going backward.
I thought
good
so.
Good job, Rock.
I thought that was a good judgment call.
Well,
there.
You know, can I mention something?
Oh, God. Is this going to be a compliment followed by an insult?
Yes.
Or a critique?
Yes. Well, maybe. No, it's just constructive criticism. Our text lines are blown up every day. You're talking about reading all these texts, but you don't share a lot of texts. I got to believe there are more texts on a daily basis, like the one you just read, which is great, that you can share.
Try to get a word in around here.
She always tells you about texts. What are you talking about?
Always like, texter said this. Absolutely.
But I think we can probably do more because people text us all morning.
Too many cooks in this kitchen. Yeah. And let me tell you why.
Yeah.
You're telling me that now. And then I got Fester here sitting next to me saying, the texters don't run the show. The texters aren't as funny as us.
We should shut the texts off is what we should do because it's a big distraction.
That's the truth. You putting down on texters?
I'm saying it's a distraction to the show.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
Fester and MJ, talk amongst yourselves, come up with the right text strategy.
Even this guy, hold on, Rox. Even this guy's talking out of both sides of his mouth. He's like, Roxanne, I need you to pay attention to the show undivided. And then, Roxanne, I need you to be on texts. So which one?
Let me do the airplane stories. There are a couple of interesting stories here. Hey, Andrew, were you able to find any of the air traffic control radio audio?
Audio, not yet.
Okay.
Okay. There you go.
I'm doing the story now. All right. Well, anyway, a couple of airline and airplane related things here. First of all, this is crazy. The captain of a Southwest flight became incapacitated. Flight 6013 took off from Vegas just after 6:30 a.m. on Wednesday when the captain had a medical emergency, needed medical attention, and the captain became incapacitated. They were going from Vegas to Columbus, Ohio, Southwest WN6013 was the flight number. And, the captain was out of it. And you know what happened? I think just like in the movie Airplane, I think they got on the PA system and said, does anyone know how to fly a plane?
it's horrifying.
I don't know how they let people know, but maybe the flight attendant. Oh, you know what? A lot of times, you know what would probably happen?
Is there camaraderie amongst pilots? Shooting the breeze beforehand. Hey, isn't Chet in like 16A?
Hang on, I'll tell you in a second. You're kind of onto something. But what happened was there was another pilot, a commercial pilot, on the Southwest flight who was flying as a passenger, and he wasn't even a Southwest employee. He wasn't even a Southwest pilot. A pilot for a different airline was on the plane. But, Fester, you're right. A lot of times, pilots that are traveling, whether they work for that airline or a different airline and they're deadheading somewhere, a lot of times they'll wear their ID. They'll wear their known crew member ID around their neck. Or another thing is, if you're a pilot, this is pretty standard procedure to when you walk in that you poke your head into the cockpit and you let the flight attendant know, hey, I'm a captain. They show the ID. Can I say hi to the crew? And then another pilot will poke their head into the cockpit while the boarding process is going on. And they'll just introduce themselves. Hey, I'm John. I work for the company. I work for the same airline. Hey, I'm back here in 16C. Or, hey, I fly for a different airline. So that's kind of a thing. Pilots, when they're off duty, or even if they're in uniform and they're deadheading, they'll just poke into the cabin and just say, hey, I'm back here. So maybe that's how the crew knew that this guy was a pilot. So this pilot for a different airline is brought up to the cockpit and assists in landing the airplane since the captain. Wow. And keep in mind, the first officer, the co-pilot, he can fly the plane all on his own. There's no issue there. But the other guy, I guess, helped with some of the radio communication with the tower, declaring the emergency. So according to Southwest, a credentialed pilot from another airline who was on board.
Do they not mention the airline he works for?
No, but I wonder if that's out there somewhere, but not in this story that I saw. A credentialed pilot from another airline who was on board entered the flight deck and assisted with radio communication while our Southwest pilot flew the aircraft. Said, and they, listen, Southwest flies all 737s, 700s, 800s, you know, Maxes, the 737 Max. So I don't even know if the pilot was a 737 pilot, if he was rated on that equipment, or if he was an Airbus guy. Anyway, he knew enough to obviously, you know, help out. But that's, you know, certainly an interesting story. A nurse also on the flight helped take care of the pilot without detailing the condition or what caused the emergency. Air traffic control audio. Did you get the air traffic control audio yet, Andrew? Do you have that? I asked for it like an hour ago, no?
He's looking for it.
Andrew, do you have the audio?
Is it a, he's looking for it. So
okay, okay. So we have the audio. We'll get to that here in a second.
I am curious how they got that pilot to come up there. Like, oh, by any chance, do we have any extra pilots on board?
I just told the whole story 5 minutes ago.
Okay, well, guess what?
She was on
text. That's when I was reading text, because you told me to go look for some good text, which I did. And by the way, since you and I had our little text tete-a-tete back and forth, I've had like 30 people text me say to chastise you.
I just explained how they probably knew the guy was back there. From another airline.
Because the pilots use gang symbols, Roxanne. and then, so the pilot sticks his head in the cockpit, and the co-pilot's like, oh, you're a pilot? Who do you fly for? And the guy's like, Spirit. And he's like, pass.
Okay.
we're good.
Yeah.
We're all right.
Everyone's healthy in here.
No thanks.
All right, Andrew has a clip now. So this is air traffic control audio, I guess, with communication with the airplane. Go ahead, hit it.
Captain, 47-year-old male. En route, he started to feel some stomach pain. Later, fainted or became incapacitated. He's in the back of the aircraft right now with a flight attendant, but we need to get him on an ambulance immediately.
So there it is. So they made an emergency landing, and the other pilot from another airline helped out. You know, listen, I've been in the Boeing 737-700 simulator for about 8 hours.
Dude, that can get you there.
I've been in the KC-135 simulator down at the MacDill over the years, about 20 hours.
Whoa.
You know, I could bring me up there. I can push a couple of buttons.
I have flight simulator too. Remember, I crashed into your house. I could do that.
You're a schmuck. He really did. Froggy crashed into my house on Microsoft Flight Simulator.
I told your wife I was going to give her a gift, so I needed your address.
He asked for my address for my wife because he wanted to send a gift, but he really wanted it just to crash a plane into my house on Flight Simulator.
Pretty awesome.
What a sicko.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Froggy, can you picture MJ going up to the cockpit assisting, giving him open access to the microphone?
This is MJ speaking. We'll be doing some early morons in the news coming up as we land in about 45 minutes.
Why are you talking like that?
How do you think you sound?
I don't talk like that.
This is exactly how you sound.
No, it really is.
It is not.
That is a dead on MJ impression.
I'm talking right now and I don't sound like that.
I can walk up to anybody and be like, oh, hey, how you doing, everybody? And be like, oh my God, that's the MJ impression. That is exactly how you sound. Like, oh, we got early morons in the news.
Some celebrity gossip coming up. Just like that.
Before the flight attendants come by with drink service.
I don't sound like that.
I'm going to call my lovely wife, Michelle.
I don't sound like that.
Well, I have a classic crashy call.
Tell Greg I'm going to have him in a minute. Tell Greg. Greg is picking up my broken chair. So we'll have Greg in the studio in a second. I want to, you know what, I'm going to need a little more time for this. You know, I'm going to bring Greg in now.
All right.
I send Greg in.
Come on in, Greg.
Grab microphone number 4 for Greg and set it on up. So,
come on in, Greg.
And where's Greg? Andrew, send Greg in. Just bring him on in.
Where the hell's Greg?
Greg?
Here we go. Oh, there's Greg. Look at that. Hey, Greg, come on in.
Greg, come on this way.
Greg, go next, in between Fester and Roxanne.
Right here. Come on, Greg. Welcome.
And can you get Greg positioned so we can get everyone on MJ TV here?
There's our camera, Greg.
Greg, welcome. Talk right into the mic. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Thank you.
It's great to have you. So I guess you listen every day.
I do every morning on the way.
Excellent. What do you do?
I'm an engineer.
Oh,
Engineer as in like architectural
site,
or
site development.
Oh, okay. Site development.
So you're not like a furniture engineer or anything like that. You've been saving this chair for like a decade because of the two broken chairs.
I'll tell you right now, Greg, this chair has engineering problems.
As long as the two front legs are fine, the rest.
One little thing for radio, no big deal. No gum on air.
He can have gum. I don't care if he has gum.
This is in third grade. No gum.
Greg, you can keep your gum. Your gum is okay. So Greg was listening to the show, and you heard the story about my chair from Wayfair that it collapsed, and I nearly concussed myself. Did you like my jingle, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, this right here.
Wayfair, you've got just what I need.
So the chair collapses under me, so I change the jingle to Wayfair, your chair made me bleed. I thought it was brilliant.
I would feel really bad if this collapsed under now, Greg right now, after he finished resurrecting his old chair.
Now, I'll call you.
Now, the chair collapsed under me. I was thrown on the floor in my home office earlier this week. The picture of my collapsed chair in pieces is on my Instagram at Certified MJ Radio. That's Certified MJ Radio. And while you're there, give me a follow. See the chair. You can see my Jack Russell Terrier, our female scout, is sniffing the damage here. And she's saying, what the hell? Where'd this come from?
Wayfair, you've got just what I need.
All right, so Greg contacts me. Greg hears the story. Greg sees the picture of the busted chair on my Instagram. And Greg sends me a direct message. And he says, what'd I do with the direct message? It's around here somewhere. But Greg says, hey, I've got the same. Just tell me the story.
Yeah, he's here. He can tell you the story. He's standing right next to me.
Yeah, I saw the picture, and it's the exact same chair, except for the it's a different cushion, but it's the exact same chair.
Right.
And I've been looking for a chair similar like this for several years now.
Okay.
Trying to match, because I can't get the legs repaired from the ones that broke. So
you know, it's not the highest quality furniture. All right. But you, what happened? How did two legs break in your move?
It just in our move, we had it, you know, it goes in the truck.
You know what? I'll tell you, you didn't use two college brothers.
I did not. No.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I didn't
right
even
there.
Know about them.
Yeah, MJ, you think
you used two you'd use two schmucks, I think, instead of you got to use two college brothers for a good, safe move.
Hey, Greg, I'm from two schmucks. We're going to carry all your stuff into the moving truck.
You need, you got to use two college brothers from now on. All right, so the legs get broken?
Right. So I noticed when, you know, the stuff went into the truck, it was in the front of the truck, but when it was delivered, it was in the back of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they shift things around as they deliver. So, the two front legs broke.
Well, Greg, I'm going to present to you the two legs, which, unbelievably, it looks like these two legs are in the condition, because you just need to take the Allen wrench, take the bolts out, and you need just the leg pieces, right?
That's all.
All right, so, Greg, I'm now...
Well, be careful. Don't put out your own eye.
I'm going to be fine here. All right. So I'm holding the pieces up. Now, this is the busted frame, but the leg is attached, and the leg is fine.
Yep.
Okay. And this is the other leg. And again, you can see where the wood snapped, but if you take that part off, that little corner piece, the leg is still perfectly fine.
He's an engineer. He knows this.
All right. So, Greg, does this do what it needs to do?
It's going to do exactly what I need.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? And how long you've been dealing with the broken legs that you didn't know if you'd ever find?
7 years.
So 7 years later?
Give me this stuff. Here you go.
You're listening to the show, and, you know, it's not, guess what? It's not
Wayfair, you've got just what I need.
Now it's MJ, you got just what I need. Now it's MJ, you got just what I need.
Are we giving him one leg or
no,
two legs?
No, he gets both freaking legs.
Oh, look at this dog hair and the little felt mat on the bottom of it. Oh, this is disgusting.
That's my dog hair, So
look at it. It's kind of stuck.
It'll match perfectly.
Is this it? So this is it?
This is all
that's
you need?
It. All I need.
Do you need the back part? We have the back part.
All right, so Greg, you offered to buy them for me.
Sure.
All right, you got $50? No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. It's free. It's all yours.
How about 50 hits on our website?
Now
can
it's
you do that?
Awesome.
Now it's not. I'm not injured, or else I would have needed this for the litigation. You know,
right? I mean, but the first thing you tell your lawyer, I gave the chair away to some listener.
Right?
Like, no dice.
So, Greg, you won from the MJ Morning Show.
Appreciate it.
You're a winner.
All right,
you got it. So, Greg, thanks for listening.
And every morning.
Thank you, buddy. I really appreciate it.
I like your shirt. I bet Fester does, too.
That's a good-looking shirt, Greg. No question.
Are those lime slices?
Limes?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Delicious.
Put the lime in the coconut. Yeah. Todd's Friday.
Did they make that in 5X?
I don't know.
All right, well, look into that for me.
Can you send me a picture of my broken legs repairing your broken legs?
Sure, I could do that.
All right. Greg, thanks for coming in,
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks,
Greg.
Awesome. Yeah. Have a great morning.
Greg's the best.
I mean, I've had people pick up prizes at the station before, but never broken furniture
legs. Thank you, Greg. See you, buddy. Yes. Enjoy it.
Bye, Greg.
All right. So on Monday, I'm going to give away a smashed Oster blender.
MJ, all right. Who wants the cushion of the chair that smells like MJ's butt for the last 6 years? I mean, that's what, if you look at the picture, MJ, honestly, if you look at the picture, the picture of your dog, the dog is smelling the MJ butt part of the chair. It's like his face. It smells like daddy.
Oh, man.
That was kind of creepy.
What? Me talking about the dog or Greg in general?
It's a beautiful story. It's like putting, you know, buyer and seller together.
Yeah, when I think of beautiful stories, this is exactly what I think of.
I thought he was going to be a serial killer. I'm glad he really wanted it. I couldn't believe somebody wanted that.
I thought that was an excuse to come in here. You thought that was a phony ruse for a guy to come into the studio and murder us?
He wanted broken chair pieces.
I did ask Andrew to wand him before he came in.
We don't have a wand.
What if we would have handed
Greg, thanks for putting our security holes out there.
What if we would have
I don't even think the doors are locked here.
No, okay. They're not. So what if we would have handed Greg the weapon he would have used to attack us?
Yeah, for real.
All right. here's your leg. Boom, 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 boom.
Then he clobbers us like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Every one of us.
And then cuts our limbs off and puts us in a blue barrel in his bedroom.
That's horrifying.
And then the neighbors in the adjacent suite, they start smelling stuff through the vent.
He uses one leg to lock the door so Andrew can't save us, and the other one to kick our ass.
Greg was a very, 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 very cool guy.
Yeah, I loved MJ telling the engineer how to put together a $49 chair.
Let's move on to... the airplane story. I got to finish up with the other airplane story. This is ridiculous. This is nuts. So a passenger on the flight wants their money back because another passenger died on the airplane. How is that the airline's fault?
You know, those happen all the time. I mean, not all the time, but quite more frequently than we might like
think about
to think
how many
about.
How okay. many yes. planes are in the air at one time. They showed on TV. There's a zillion of them. Of course, somebody's going to die on one.
Remember, I texted you guys the other day, and I was like, "Hey, MJ, I'm on the plane. I'm on a plane right now with my flight attendant friend. I'm getting all kinds of secrets." So I was asking her millions of questions about flying, what she's seen.
What airline did she fly for?
American. My friend, who you. We're not going to get it. Go there. In any case, she flies for American,
right.
And she was saying that I was like, okay, so do you have a lot of baggage?
She's the only flight attendant in America that thinks that mommies ought to hold infants.
Yeah, it's great.
Roxanne's friend is a flight attendant for American. The only flight attendant on the planet that thinks that parents ought to hold 6-month-old infants and 2-year-old babies in their lap instead of putting them in a car seat.
I'm not even going to respond to this because I don't believe in beating dead horses over and over. Let's move on
we love beating dead horses.
I asked her how many drunk people she sees. Do people have bad behavior? Do they fight? She said the big thing we see a lot of medical, a lot more medical than you would realize.
You know, I fly a lot and I have never been on a flight where there has been a medical emergency. It's never happened. I've never had anyone die, have a heart attack. It's just never happened. I've been on a flight with an unruly passenger. I was on a flight. We were on a red eye. What was the airline that bought U.S. Air? America West. So I was on an America West flight when they were still around, and it was a red eye from Las Vegas to Tampa. Michelle and I were on the flight coming back from Vegas. And there was a drunk lady that was beating her boyfriend. They were fighting on the plane. They were both lit. And they had to separate them. She was up like in row 8. They had to move him back to like row 22. And we're like in the middle. And we're watching this stuff. And then when we landed in Tampa, like at 5 a.m. on this red-eye flight from Vegas, the Tampa airport police, they boarded the plane and they cuffed her. They said, ladies and gentlemen, if everyone can please remain seated, They didn't say we're dealing with a cabin situation, and everyone knew what was going on. So everyone, please remain seated. Everyone did, and then the Tampa Airport Police, they come on, they remove the lady from the plane, they cuff her, and then they lead her off the plane, and then we were able to deplane. And that was a day where I came right to the show. Do you remember that? That was back when we were across the street.
Vaguely.
And then I went literally right from Tampa International Airport to do the MJ Morning Show at 6 a.m. when we were at the other radio station. So, but how is this an airline's fault? This person says that she wants her money back. And the claim is that British Airways has done nothing to compensate a flyer for the extreme trauma she claims she experienced watching a fellow passenger die on her flight, according to her online rant. In a screenshot of the since-deleted post that made the rounds, and this is aimed at British Airways, the woman was on a flight from Jamaica to London. A passenger directly two rows behind us passed away in the most horrific way, giving us the most traumatic experience during the flight. So why is that British Airways' fault? I mean, listen, if they want to offer some compensation, that's their prerogative. But that's not British Airways' fault that a passenger had a medical emergency and expired on the flight. I'm sorry.
And what kind of a weenie are you that it like destroys your life? I mean, how are you? Come on.
I mean, I wouldn't want to sit next to a corpse for like an 8 hour flight.
Yeah, but
sir, would you like a drink? Sir, would you like to drink? He's dead.
It's Bernie.
He's not going to answer you.
Listen, I could see where maybe the airline would offer some vouchers or try to come up with, something for the pack, because it was alarming. It was disturbing, apparently. But still, I don't think that British Airways owes you, because it's not like they did something. It's not like one of their flight attendants rammed the cart into your crotch, you know?
Excuse me, flight attendant. The guy next to me is dead. Can I have his pretzels? He's not going to eat them. He's dead.
There's a woman who's a nurse, and she's done CPR two times on flights.
Yeah.
One lived and one perished, both on Delta.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they said they would give her a free flight or Sky Miles, but she never received them.
Well, I can call...
the heck?
I can call Ed's office, you know.
Ed?
I can call Ed's office. Ed is the CEO of Delta.
Yeah, he's expecting your call.
Yeah. I got the number for his office.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. So did you see the other story about somebody dying on a plane?
The defibrillator that didn't have enough charge.
When you said somebody died on a plane, that's where I thought going.
I have that in the pile as well.
Okay, because, you know, here somebody's freaked out because they had to ride next to a corpse the whole flight.
We got to get to the TikTok stuff here. But I do have this in the pile. And a teenager, this is terrible.
Right.
A teenager died after the defibrillator on an American Airlines flight was not charged, and it was not able to provide the shock needed to restore the heartbeat.
Of a teen?
Yeah.
You don't think about that.
Isn't the family suing American Airlines because of that?
She's suing everybody.
Yeah, it happened back in June of 2022, last summer. Terrible story. All right, on to...
Someone texted me and said that they flew next to a Sky Marshal, and the Sky Marshal told her...
Air Marshal.
Excuse me, Air Marshal. Yeah. And the Air Marshal told her that he could fly any plane and land it.
Well, he just wanted to get some.
Yeah, can I have your number, please?
Sounds like a fake Air Marshal. Yeah. I can fly this plane.
I want to get into the TikTok mess right now, because we are possibly headed to TikTok being banned in the United States. And this is not a Republican thing or a Democrat thing. If you watched and saw any of the hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday, this was bipartisan. This was like Democrats and Republicans getting along and agreeing on something, because TikTok has been declared a national security threat. Here's the deal. TikTok is owned by ByteDance, and ByteDance is a Chinese company. By law, by edict, any company operating in China, the Chinese Communist government, they can do whatever they want. They have access to every aspect of that business. That is, when you're not in a free society, you've got a Chinese Communist oppressive rule. Their thumb is on everyone. They control the internet. There's all kinds of censorship. you know, during COVID, they welded people into their apartment buildings. Remember that?
Yeah.
So China has the ability, and they already steal everything. The Chinese Communist government and the you know, the intelligence services there, they're the worst intellectual property thieves on the planet. They have stolen trillions from the United States, the Western world. You know, they've built up their military. The Chinese have stolen just, I'm not talking about the Chinese people. I'm talking about the Chinese Communist government that just ripped off the world, and they've just, they're thieves. They've just stolen everything. So with TikTok, they have the ability. And listen, it's a perfect operation for spying. There are over 150 million TikTok users here in the United States. And these people are allowing all kinds of access. So TikTok has access to your phone list, your directory, your contacts, your files, your location. The Washington Post a couple of months ago had a story that they had proof, they had details on the Chinese Communist government using TikTok to track some Americans. We don't know who they are, but I would imagine they were high-profile Americans. They can track you. Then that's not even delving into the power of suggestion and really mind control. Because with the younger crowd and really anyone, they can suggest all kinds of content. They can take you down rabbit holes. So there are multiple issues here. It's like letting the Trojan horse into the gates of Troy. And we have 150 million plus Americans with TikTok on their phones. And that means that the Chinese Communist government has access to all your data. That's a problem. And Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill, they are seeing this. And it is, we have dozens of states now that have banned TikTok on state cell phones, state computers, tablets, state devices. They've banned TikTok because of the problem. And now it looks like we might be heading toward a ban just in the United States. Now, TikTok, their solution, and you, here's what the latest is the CEO of TikTok, this dude by the name of Xu Zi Chu, he was on Capitol Hill testifying between the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee yesterday. So it's the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. So not a subcommittee. It's the full House Committee on Energy and Commerce. And the CEO of TikTok testified yesterday.
What did he have to say?
Well, he stepped in it a couple of times. So I want you to listen to some of this. First of all, this is a representative, Representative Pfluger. And listen to this.
Do you disagree with FBI Director Wray and NSA Director Nakasone when they said that the CCP could have the capability to manipulate data and send it to the United States? Do you disagree with their statement?
Their statement says could.
So do you disagree with that?
No, I don't disagree with that.
Okay, so...
It's a vague... The government could do anything. They could inadvertently launch a nuke this afternoon. I mean, they could do a lot of things. Well, and that's what he was trying to bring up. I don't think he stepped in it as much as the...
He did. He said, yes, they could.
Because anything could happen.
What are you, for this?
Hold on. What are you, working for the commies? Sounds like you're an advocate for the commies.
Who am I sitting next to?
Exactly.
I have been recently retained as a legal counsel for... TikTok.
Dude, do you really want to go there? Just stop being Mr. Adversarial.
Is this a sword you want to die on?
Just stop.
If the senator is trying to put the guy together, Fester. He is.
All right, now, listen to a
call it straight.
I am calling
no,
it
straight. No, you're not.
Dude, it's like you're defending commie China. What are you doing?
The senator missed me.
I always thought there was something fishy about
you. The first thing the guy says is, well, the guy used the word could. That's not a real statement.
Can you leave the room during this segment, please?
This is ridiculous. I'll be on TikTok if you need me.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you? You know what? You need a CAT scan. You got a tumor.
I got your tumor. I got two of them.
Listen to this.
And I'm from Singapore. That's where I was born.
Has that data... Well, how can you promise that will move into the United States of America and be protected here?
Congresswoman, I have seen no evidence that the Chinese government has access to that data. They have never asked us. We have not provided.
But you know what?
I have asked that question.
I find that actually preposterous.
question is, do any ByteDance employees in China, including engineers, currently have access to U.S. data?
Congressman, I would appreciate this. This is a complex topic. Today, all data is stored by default.
No, it's not that complex. Yes or no, do they have access to user data?
We have, after Project Texas is done, the answer is no.
So they're doing Project Texas. This is their answer, that they're going to move all of the data from servers elsewhere into Texas. And they'll sit at the Oracle Corporation. But it doesn't mean that the Chinese Communist government still wouldn't have access or back doors or could be provided the data. We already know that engineers working for TikTok have already admitted that the Chinese Communist government has access data regarding American TikTok users. We already know that that has occurred.
The bottom line is this. American data stored on American soil by an American company, overseen by American personnel. We call this initiative Project Texas. That's where Oracle is headquartered. Today, U.S. TikTok data is stored by default in Oracle servers. Only vetted personnel operating in a new company called TikTok U.S. Data Security can control access to this data.
They're not buying it. This is a Democrat during the hearing yesterday.
Your platform should be banned. I expect today you'll say anything to avoid this outcome.
I'm sorry, that was a Republican. But the one that called it preposterous, she was a Democrat. So this is bipartisan. This is not, you know, Democrat versus Republican. They're in agreement that TikTok is a major problem. They all think it, but Fester wants to be, I guess, owned by the Chinese Communist government.
Anytime somebody asks you yes or no, they're trying to put you together on something.
Fester, it's not putting anyone together.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes or no. Do you agree?
It's a hypothetical question.
The story, why are you being argumentative? The story is that the Chinese Communist government has access to all of this data. They're tracking Americans.
The Chinese government knows what chair you bought from Wayfair. They know if they want to know.
Dude, this is a social media platform that is on 150 million plus Americans' phones, and it has a whole different aspect of them climbing all in your personal business, getting at the kids' minds.
We do not promote or remove content at the request of the Chinese government.
The question is, are you 100% certain that they cannot use your company to promote such messages?
It is our commitment to this community and all our users that we will keep this free from any manipulation by any government.
If you can't say 100% certain, I take that as a no.
See, this is crap. This whole thing is crap.
It is not.
It sounds like he's trying to put them together. It sounds like he's trying to be shady in his answers.
You're wrong. This is a red herring to keep everybody from looking at the SVP bailout.
Dude, you are wrong.
What
is wrong with you? It's like you've been hired by the Chinese government to support the commies.
Listen.
Dude, I don't know what's going on with you, man.
You're a commie.
There's two sides to everything.
No, there are not two sides to everything in this case.
Dude, you are. What has happened to you?
Are you trying to be shocking?
You guys are crazy.
Yeah, Fester's like just, it's all. Listen, Fester, me, Roxanne, and Froggy, we're like looking at you like, what is wrong with you?
Froggy isn't.
You're a commie. And then, wait a second.
I'm just trying to stir it up.
Now, hold on. Now, let me end it with this. And this is another reason why. Did you see that? On TikTok now, there's a video that has caused the fruit roll-up company to tell people do not eat the plastic cellophane that the fruit product is attached to.
I saw that.
Listen to this. Snack brand Fruit Roll-Ups has now forewarned people on TikTok not to eat the plastic that the fruit leather is wrapped in after somebody put up a video on TikTok claiming that the plastic is edible.
Oh, are you for that too, Fester?
Of course he's for kids dying and choking. Fester's for dead kids.
Why do they make choking the cellophane on... so delicious?
What is wrong with you?
It tastes just like the strawberry.
You would think they'd have a new packaging system.
The video is one of several TikTok clips making the rounds about unique ways to eat the classic snack. No, you can't eat the plastic in a fruit roll-up. What kind of schmuck? I'm telling you, there's all kinds of dangerous idiots. The Chinese Communist government, through TikTok, they're trying to dumb us down. They're trying to make our kids idiots. and Fester's just buying in. Fester, open up your wallet. Do you have a commie Chinese party card? Are you a member of the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party?
Do you think this is 1970 where they give us cards? No, they chip us now.
I've seen you do those fist gestures, which is a commie gesture.
Fester, I think you get some brain damage from either maybe you have long COVID or something, or maybe it's the myasthenia gravis, but something's going on with you, dude.
Dude, I'm
concerned.
Whatevs. I learned that word on TikTok.
Hey, what are the texts saying, Roxanne, regarding Fester?
Here. Fester, you're 100% right. Keep challenging MJ. He can't handle it.
I can't handle it.
Well, you're really having a meltdown.
You're reading your text.
Listen, call Roxanne, in. Take calls. We got to go commercial soon. Take calls.
Okay, I'm just going to go. Are the Chinese people teaching kids to eat the plastic from fruit roll-ups? Is that how they're getting us?
It's a combination. It's everything. It is a dangerous platform, but the bottom line is the Chinese Communist government has access to data.
Fester is true. Look at TikTok.
Introspective data from 150 million plus Americans using TikTok. And we don't want the Chinese Communist Party to have that. And Democrats and Republicans both agree. What else, Roxanne, from the text line?
Okay, this is shocked at Fester. This one is, Fester is right. Look at TikTok. Don't pay attention to the banking catastrophe.
Oh, look at that.
It's not mutually exclusive. You can't, there are tons of problems out there. You can't try to say, oh, this is a distraction. Listen, it's a red herring.
This person says, I'm sorry, but I only see Americans making up those stupid challenges. Haven't seen a Chinese person doing anything. But it's the fact that, like, isn't it true that in China they don't allow for
Thank you. Roxanne
brain damage.
Roxanne's 100% right.
Nice,
you know what? Hold on. Listen.
Seriously.
Before we take our break, let me leave you with this. And then we got another long chunk of the MJ Morning Show next. Roxanne, thank you for reminding me. The issue is that China, for the rest of the world, they have all this dumb content screwing with our kids' minds. That's on top of the data collection, the privacy, and the Chinese able to delve into our lives on a very personal level. That's beside that. In China, the TikTok platform is more educational. They limit the time that kids can be on it every day, and they don't have the dumb videos. TikTok is a whole different thing in China because they don't want their Chinese kids being all dumbed down like schmucks like TikTok that they run in the Western world. TikTok in China is a whole different animal, and it doesn't have the stupid content that you see around the rest of the world. So the Chinese know exactly what they're doing. Anyway, heads up, folks. It's a real deal. It's a real story. And listen, if your kid is on TikTok, get them off. If you're on TikTok, get the hell off. If your grandkids are on TikTok, get them off. Because it looks like the federal government, looks like Democrats and Republicans can agree on one thing, and it might be a TikTok ban. And except for Fester. Yep. Fester's like, hey, let all the commies take over America. Yep.
They already have.
Oh, jeez.
You're looking at TikTok on your phone. Right.
That may be true.
You're looking at your phone.
I'm not looking at any TikTok on my phone.
What sound does your clock make on your watch?
Tick. Talk.
All right, uh-huh. 8:45. It's the M Fest. Are you getting a ton of texts over there, Roxanne?
I can't even read them all. They're just blip, 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 TikToking in.
All right, 8:45 at the MJ Morning Show. Folks, we engage you, the listener. That's what we do. And, well, Fester, I'm going to kick him in the crotch with his engagement.
I think Fester was at Camp Lejeune.
He drank that bad water in Camp Lejeune back in the 80s. We got a long chunk of the MJ Morning Show next here on Q105. Don't move.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. Thank you so much for listening to the MJ Morning Show here on Q105, 104.7 M. All right, Fester, have you come back down to reality? Are you starting to understand the gravity of a TikTok national security issue and mind manipulation and data collection? Anyway, I'm glad you are. All right, moving right along here, though.
Whatever.
Coming up in minutes, it is 8:55. The MJ Morning Show Pick Your Ticket. Ticket window opens up at 9 o'clock. So between 9 and 9:15, we'll tell you when to call in the next minutes. We'll tell you when to call in and your chance to win Duran Duran tickets, Brian Adams with Joan Jett, or Kenny Loggins. You just get to pick your ticket, whatever one you want. If you're the right number caller, that happens in minutes between 9 and 9:15. So minutes away right here on Q105. We got a lightning round. We have a lot of stuff we got to get to. So Tom Brady yesterday made news because Gisele Bündchen gave that interview to Vanity Fair, and she was trying to dispel things that Tom Brady's on-again, off-again football career with the Bucs had nothing to do with the breakup. She alluded that they just wanted different things in life. And then Tom Brady, he rolls out this kind of cryptic poem. You know, Tom Brady rolls out this Ralph Waldo Emerson poem.
Was it a haiku?
No, it wasn't a haiku, but it was just weird. And now, on the heels of that, we did all that yesterday. Now we find out that Tom Brady has become a part owner of a WNBA team out in Las Vegas.
He's got his hands in everything.
So he's now a minority owner. He buys part of the Las Vegas Aces. See what they did there? The Las Vegas... oh, you sounded like Peter from Family Guy there.
So sick of this guy. Just sick of him. But he invests in the dumbest crap. Pickleball leagues? And women's basketball?
I think you're missing the biggest one.
They can't even dunk.
I think so, too.
FTX. Bitcoin. Yeah. No, not Bitcoin.
Not Bitcoin. FTX.
FTX.
I mean, what a hump. Yeah.
But hold on. I think they missed the boat on this. Now, I'm not really up to speed on the WNBA, other than that lady that was smuggling...
Brittany Griner?
Yeah, Brittany Griner.
She wasn't smuggling anything. She had a little vape pen.
Well, guess what? It's pretty dumb to be traveling in a country like Russia if you've got anything that could be borderline illegal. So here's my issue. Tom Brady is buying into the Las Vegas Aces WNBA women's basketball team.
Yeah.
The Aces, obviously, it's a play on, Aces High or, an ace out of the deck in Las Vegas.
Is it a play on blackjack?
Yeah, obviously. Well, not necessarily blackjack. It's just a play on the ace.
The highest card in the deck
of cards. But why? There were other options. Why would you call the WNBA team the Aces in Las Vegas? You call them the Crappers.
The Craps.
Craps. The Craps. The Crappers. I mean, dude, that's the most exciting game in Vegas.
I played last weekend. I love it.
Hold on. Who taught you how to play craps?
The people I was with in Bahamas.
How did you play?
I had a hot roll. I was winning for the whole table.
Whoa.
Oh, man. I love when you get some lady luck going on and you get a little hot roll. But
going.
Did you know how to play?
I mean, it's easy to learn. Roll sevens.
Did you do don't pass?
Roll. I didn't.
The point is set.
I was drinking.
Then
too
you
much.
Back up your odds. You back it up with odds. And then did you do any comebacks? Did you do any? Did you place any bets?
It was my first time.
MJ, am I thinking of this wrong? What? Didn't we send an intern all the way to Vegas to bet on one red or something?
So we sent Kristen, the intern, who managed to save like $1,000 to Vegas, and she put it all on one color and lost.
Oh, that's right.
She sent her out there just to do that. She lost.
She was like back in 24 hours, just but broke.
Seriously, the Las Vegas Aces Tom Brady's bought into? No, the Crappers.
How about the Las Vegas Slots? Oh, that doesn't work.
If you change,
that's bad.
If you change one letter, you know, never the mind. Las Vegas slot. Yeah,
slot machines.
Yeah. Keep it slots and still be offensive.
There you go.
The Crappers is a great name, MJ. Maybe for the pickleball team. You know, lots of they tend to be a little older.
MJ, let's start a pickleball team.
Ugh.
What?
I don't even know what pickleball is.
It's so fun.
Is it like little mini tennis or something?
It's mini tennis slash
badminton, right?
It's a combination of a couple things. It's played like on a
gym. Do you play with a ball or like a birdie?
A wiffle ball.
I know someone who's a professional player that could give us some tips.
Oh, you know what? Have them come in.
I want to play with a Vlasic or Clausen pickle.
Like, that's what I have to play with a pickle?
I want to get out there with a racket and just bat a pickle around. Now, that's pickleball, ladies and gentlemen.
You're getting of the age where your friends are going to start playing pickleball. Maybe not you, but some of your geezer friends.
I don't have geezer friends. What are you talking about?
So, Todd, I'm playing pickleball. Ask your daddy if he has any friends that play pickleball.
My dad doesn't have friends that play pickleball. My dad's 80.
Where I take my kids to play golf, there's always pickleball going on. It looks all fun. It's like young people playing it.
We take the kids to that park in Carrollwood. They have that big gym there, and they're like, get off the pickleball court.
We have a game, you little scoundrel.
Listen, I didn't fight in Korea to have a son of a bitch like you on my pickleball court.
Do you guys know about the Polk County squatter?
Oh, my God. The video.
Yeah. They're trying to locate the Polk County squatter.
What's that? What's a squatter? Yeah. Like duty?
You know, with a county like the name Polk, you could have come up with a better alliteration.
Squatting means numerous things. I mean, it could be somebody in a house. It could be somebody making duties.
When I saw the Polk County squatter...
Like Froggy, do you have to talk like you're five?
Okay. Whatever. We got a commie in the room. You're going to give me crap?
A commie and a duty, Copper.
How do you know?
Hey, listen to this.
Okay.
The Polk County Sheriff's Office, they're searching for a lady who's been dubbed the Spring Break Squatter. And this woman, back on March 16th, was captured on video walking into a yard in Polk County and squatting, copping a squat, and leaving something in their yard.
See, I was right.
Yeah, the Polk County Sheriff's Office, they are looking for the woman. This woman went to a home on Eolese Loop Road, got off a boat that was on Lake Winterset.
Oh, when you're on a boat and you have to go.
I got to try to call Grady Judd. I sent him a text.
You're going
to
call him about this?
Yeah, I mean, the sheriff's awfully busy busting real crime.
Listen, the sheriff told the media, quote, she's gone into the side yard, into the hedge area, and she's popped a squat. And showed us her shiny rear end while she goes to the bathroom in these people's hedges.
Shiny.
That's right. It's trespassing. So the sheriff's office in Polk County, the video is out. And if anyone recognizes the woman, you're asked to call the sheriff's office at 863-298-6200.
Tell you what, all officers on duty are going to catch the...
I guess you could also call 911, but I guess it would be 911 if she did a number one. If she did a number two, you call 922.
I think this is a 922.
That's a 922 situation.
922, 922, emergency.
So, there would be no dutying in my county.
All on-duty officers, we have a caper for you.
If you're on duty, we need to find the person that did the duty. All right, I'm sounding like Froggy now. Yes, Fester.
I have some Grady Jenny. He put a YouTube video up.
Hold on. Before you play that, let me see if I can get the sheriff actually on. Hold on. Let me Let me see if I can just dial Grady Judd up. All right, what's his number? 1-863. All right, calling up Grady Judd's cell phone. Fester, pick up the cell phone on line two and see if Grady's available. Line one. You got it?
Yep.
Okay. See if Sheriff Grady Judd picks up. If not, we'll play his video as they're trying to find the Papa Squatter.
Phantom Pooper.
And then, folks, at any point here, we're within the window. It is now 9:04. So sometime... What?
Voicemail.
You want the voicemail?
Yeah.
All right. He didn't answer my text, so he might be involved in something...
MJ, we're in some deep undercover duty right now trying to find the Polk County Pooper.
Maybe they're arresting the Polk County Pooper right now.
That's such a better name than the Squatter.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to think it's stupid.
Oh, well.
But could you get the stuff and test it to find the person, like a DNA?
Well, guess what? You've heard the story that in some apartment complexes and some communities, HOAs are requiring all pet owners to submit a stool sample for the dog.
Ew.
So if there's an incident where someone is leaving poops all over the property and not cleaning them up, that they can match the poop to a DNA sample and bust the culprit.
And you can also test it and see if they have colorectal cancer.
That's right. You can do that Colo Guard thing with a little box jumping around.
What the hell?
Let's send Colo Guard a bunch of dog stuff from the yard.
Yes, your Shih Tzu has colon cancer.
Sir, I have terrible news. Yeah. You're part Doberman.
Right, roll the Grady Judd audio over there. Just hit it. Go ahead. Oh, Fester.
Fester.
Stop. Oh, no, you stop. Just
you guys shut up. Let me
just leave it alone. I got it.
I can't hear it until you put it up, so I have to listen to it.
Leave it alone. You didn't have the speaker on.
Okay.
All right, here we go. I'm going to play the Grady Judd audio on the squatter in Polk County.
Hello, everyone. Sheriff Grady Judd here. Well, guess what? We have trespassing. Not traditional trespassing. It involves a lady that's gone into a neighborhood on Lake Winterset. She's gone into the side yard, into the hedge area, and she's popped a squat and showed us her shiny rear end while she goes to the bathroom in these people's hedges. That's right. It's trespassing. I want you to think for a second. What if somebody stopped their car or their boat and walked up into your yard and started doing the number one thing or the number two thing in your hedges? Look at this video.
This is great.
Help us identify this lady. Call Crime Stoppers, 1-800-226-TIPS.
Call Poop Stoppers.
You'll get money, and we'll put her shiny rear end in the county jail where it belongs. Hey, folks, stay out of these people's yards. It's their private area.
That's hysterical.
How is that not viral?
He's just such a great storyteller and just hysterical. Uses the best word choice.
He's the best ever.
That's absolutely hysterical. You want to hear something else that's hysterical, but I don't think this person thought it was hysterical? This woman in Texas went out on a date with a guy 6 years ago and then ghosted the guy. Went out on a date. I guess the guy was interested, then ghosted the dude.
Yeah.
Okay, that happens.
And
6 years later, shows up for a job interview.
Oh.
He's the guy doing the interview.
Well, he's the guy taking the interview?
He's the guy conducting the interview.
Oh.
Yeah. And suddenly, here's the girl that you had dated once, and then she ghosted you, disappeared. Wouldn't answer you.
What's up with the dude? Is it bad breath, maybe?
I mean, did they?
No, we don't know what it is.
Did she get the job, at least?
Ghosted the guy 6 years ago, went in for a job interview at an undisclosed company. Listen to this. Quote, karma is the nastiest bitch I've ever met because 6 years ago when I was 19, I ghosted the nicest guy who had the best intentions for me and tell me why he's the person that's interviewing me for the job that I desperately need.
Is this real?
It is. There's a video up.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
did he remember her? I mean, what's the other side of the coin here?
Well, 25-year-old young woman. It has millions of views online. She told the New York Post she didn't expect to receive so many views or backlash. The woman's name is Riley Jewett, J-O-U-E-T-T, or Jouet, or however you pronounce
Riley.
It. Yeah, she made a couple of follow-up videos this. You know, the woman claimed that she and the unidentified man are now happily in other relationships, and she admitted to previously ghosting the guy because he was intense. And obsessed.
Okay, well,
obsessed.
Regardless, like if he's obsessed, sounds like a good person to ghost. But is I have to ask a question?
Yep.
Is ghosting the worst thing that you can do to someone? Because the other option is sit them down and tell them why you don't like them.
It's not so the worst.
Hold
thing,
on, I mean. You right? think it's better? You're more in favor of ghosting someone than actually confronting and saying, hey, this is not working out?
Yeah, I'm not looking for a confrontation every time I don't want to see somebody ever again.
I don't think that's the most horrible thing in the world.
What would you say even if you told them, listen, I think you're stupid and your breath smells and you're ugly. I'm out of here.
Froggy, I have to tell you, it's not me, it's you. I'm never going to call you again. I think you're a terrible person and drop dead.
All right.
Okay.
Or just ghost me.
Or just ghost you.
Yeah. Which would be more enjoyable?
You know what? I'll tell you what. Before we go to phones to give away the tickets, let me grab a couple of calls here. I don't have a lot of time to take a lot of calls.
The window's only open for five more minutes.
Exactly. All right, so hang on. We'll give away the tickets. We'll let you pick your ticket in minutes. But let's quickly go to the phones here. 800-990-1047. The question is, let's pick up where Roxanne just left off. You think it's better to ghost a guy or just tell him, hey, this is not working out. I don't want to go on a second date.
Shoot, if you're a real optimist, ghosting might be like, well, or, they're saying there's a chance. Maybe, I haven't heard from him, but maybe she'll call me someday.
Or what have you done in the past? 800-990-1047. Have you ghosted somebody after a first date? You didn't want another one. Or are you one that says, you know what? Thank you so much for asking me out again. However, I don't think this is going to work out. What is your method of trying to send someone a message that, hey, you know what? This is not not for me. 800-990-1047. And then I'll grab a couple of calls here. Then we'll give away the tickets. Don't call for tickets just yet. This is about the ghosting. Ghosting or be honest and say, you know what? First date, things didn't work out. No, I don't want to see you again.
Well, we know exactly what you are. You are a, I'm going to tell you exactly what's wrong with you. I'm going to critique you and why you won't hear from me again.
Liz in Tampa. Hey, Liz, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hello.
Hi, Liz.
How are you?
We are well. What is your preferred method?
Telling the person straight up.
When was the last time, Liz, that you told somebody straight up like Paula Abdul?
Probably about a year ago. It's always good for someone to know the truth. That way they can either correct it or understand the situation.
Was this after just one date or a couple of dates?
Probably one date.
Now, what was wrong with the guy? Or maybe I'm being presumptuous. Maybe it was a woman. I don't know. So what happened?
Well, I don't want to go into details, but I will tell you that it's always good to know the truth. That way you can correct it and work on it.
Well, what was his problem? You're leaving us hanging here, mate. I'm clawing for more. What are the sordid details on this dude?
I know. I maybe I shouldn't have called because I'm not the kind to give too much detail.
Oh, good. Hey, maybe you shouldn't have called. That's exactly right.
But you gave a lot of detail when you broke up.
Next caller.
So contradictory. Liz. You gave all this detail when you broke up.
I just had to get it off my chest.
Okay. No, listen, Liz, fair enough. Liz, I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, thanks, Liz.
Thank you.
Thank you for nothing.
Eric.
I mean, that's why
we got something.
I got a great story. I can't tell you.
I got to go quickly or faster. Erica is in Newport Richey. Hey, Erica, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hi. So what I typically do is I just tell the person that they're not my type. Like, I basically say that I'm into gothic people, and that seems to work.
You don't have enough mascara on for me.
You don't have enough dark circles under your eyes. So, Erica, when's the last time that you just told somebody instead of ghosting them?
It's probably been a little bit over 3 years. I'm happily married now, but that's what I used to do.
Are you married to like Marilyn Manson or something, or what?
No, definitely not. That was just the excuse I would use.
Oh, I got you. All right, so you're not into goth stuff.
No, definitely not. I would just tell that person, though, that you're not really my type. I'm more into gothic guys, and they normally didn't question it.
I got you. Thank you, Erica. Great one. All right, two guys, and then we'll go to phones on the free tickets here. Steve is in Tampa. Hello, Steve. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I got a story. I would much rather be ghosted. All right. Either way I look at it, they're going to be upset either way. If you tell them something about themselves and they feel like you're being an a-hole, they're still going to go off and block you either way, from my experience. And if you ghost them, it kind of leaves, you know, maybe something happened to them. Maybe you found somebody else. You can maybe go back to that.
All right, Steve, thanks. Let's grab Dallas in Tampa. What if there's a Tampa in Dallas? What do you think? Hello, Dallas. You're on the MJ Morning Show.
Yeah, hello. I would say I'd rather be told. Even in the past, I feel like it's always better to be an honest a-hole than a lying a-hole.
All right. So tell me, Dallas, have you done the same? Have you told a girl that you went on a date with that, hey, you know, I don't think this is going to work out. Maybe they were hoping for a second date. Have you done that, or has it just been done to you?
Oh, I've done it, but it's been, I'm 27 and I've been with the same person for 11 years. So,
all right.
So you met when you were 16.
Thank you, Dallas. Appreciate the call. And look at this. Look at the time. It is 9:14 and 50 seconds. Right now, let's go. I can get it in. 800-990-1047. Caller 25. Pick your ticket right now. Boom.
Whoa.
I got it in.
Window just closed.
The window just closed right now. It's become 9:15. Before 9:15, from 9 to 9:15, I just got it in.
Boy.
All right, let me repeat it a little more slowly. Caller 25 right now. Pick your ticket. Call 800-990-1047 and pick between Duran Duran, Brian Adams with Joan Jett, or Kenny Loggins. Pick your ticket right now. Caller 25 here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Before I go to phones, because Andrew's screaming, I found this very troublesome. Did you see the principal up in the panhandle that resigned because of a lesson regarding what parents called pornographic, and it turns out it's the famous Michelangelo statue, the David? This is bizarre. This is crazy. Students in a Tallahassee charter school had a lesson, and now the school principal has resigned because of accusations that these middle school students were shown inappropriate, pornographic, adult material.
And it was the statue of David.
It was the statue of David, which I've seen multiple times at the museum in... Do you know where the David is?
Is that the one with the peen? Is that the one, though, with the chopped-off arms?
No, that would be Venus de Milo.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the and that's at the Louvre.
David's in France.
No,
right? Or
nope,
Italy?
Nope, David is not in France.
Look at my art history. Fail.
You said the correct answer second.
Italy. Yeah. Italy.
So the David is in Florence or Firenze. Is that not ridiculous that some parents were outraged? You're looking at classic Michelangelo art, the famous David statue, and this Tallahassee classical school, a private institution, that the principal had to resign. I mean, what is going on here? Parents complained that the students saw the David, world famous art. It's remarkable.
I'll tell you what's not remarkable.
What?
Is Michelangelo's generosity when it came to making David. I'm just
saying.
You
know what? I got to tell you guys. I mean,
David,
the hands are very large. And
the feet are enormous.
And the package is not.
I mean, well, aside from, you know, Jesus, probably one of the most important people in the Bible, right? He's a top tenor in the Bible.
Sure.
David killed Goliath, came king, right? All that stuff.
But what are we coming to when the principal was told to resign or be fired by the school board?
I do have to tell you, we have both of those statues. My mom had a David, and also had a Venus de Milo.
Really?
And I'm telling you, when I was a kid, I would stare at those all the time.
Roxanne,
what's wrong with me?
Would you rub the Venus's nub?
No.
I bet you Doug doesn't hold up to David.
Did you rub the nub? What'd you say?
I bet you Doug doesn't hold up to David. You know what I'm saying?
Froggy. I can't right now, honey. I'm really David, if you know what I mean.
Stop. That's just silly. Really, let me grab caller 25. Hi, good morning. MJ Morning Show. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. It's Maria.
Maria, why are you calling the MJ Morning Show on this Friday morning? Maria?
I'm calling to win something.
What are you calling to win?
A ticket?
Yes, you are. Well, guess what? Maria, you are caller number 25.
That's awesome.
You now get to pick your ticket. So I'm going to give you three options from the MJ Morning Show. Pick your ticket window, and they are as follows. Would you like to see Duran Duran June 17th at Amalie Arena? Would you like to see Brian Adams with Joan Jett June 21st at Amalie? Or would you like to see Kenny Loggins September 16th at The Sound in Clearwater? Which concert do you want to see?
Brian Adams.
You got it. Brian Adams along with Joan Jett and Amalie on June 21st. You got it. Congratulations, Maria.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Maria,
I have to say I love you. I've listened to you ever since you were the MJ BJ morning show, and I really love you. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and we're glad you're a winner. Is this the first time you ever won anything in all those years?
Yes.
Look at that. And where are you calling from, Maria?
Well, I'm on the road right now, but I live in Trinity.
Excellent. Thank you for listening. I'm going to put you on hold, and then Andrew is going to grab your information right now. And you're going to Brian Adams' Joan Jett June 21st in downtown Ooh, Tampa at Amelie.
Awesome. All right.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite Brian Adams song?
Oh, my goodness. There's too many. Way too many.
How about The Kids Want to Rock? How about I need somebody to look, right?
One too, yep. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so I'll let Brian Adams do it, and then of course Joan Jett is great. She'll be along for the ride as well. All right, hold on. Here comes Andrew. Andrew, she's on line 5, and should I pick up 26? MJ Morning Show. Good morning. You're number 26.
Why are you doing that?
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
I'm 6.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah, you're caller 26. You would have been the next one. Hey, what's your name? What's your name?
My name is Lee.
Lee, it's lovely to have you along. I wish I could have given, but Maria won just before you, okay?
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, I'll keep trying.
Well, listen, thank you for listening. We really appreciate you checking out the MJ Morning Show every day.
Absolutely, every day, sir.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. 9:21 at the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. We have a lot to get to. The final chunk of the MJ Morning Show is next here on Q105. So don't move. The final chunk of the program, the final MJ Morning Show content for the week is next here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. Breaking news on the MJ Morning Show. Michelle was just in an Uber, and they just crashed through a Dunkin' Donuts.
Man.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. I'm kidding.
Thank God. It's terrible.
I'm kidding. There was no... all kidding aside, Michelle was in an Uber... And she gets into the Uber, and the morning show is cranking.
Yeah.
Yep.
This morning show.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
You get into the Uber, like, I hope you like Chad and Christy.
Yeah, they haven't been in the market for, 8 years or so. Anyway, so the Bob and Judd morning show. All right. So.
Judd was such a good guy.
All right. Here's the deal. Michelle gets in an Uber. She gets in. The radio's playing. The MJ morning show's on. And Michelle's Uber driver was Kenny. Kenny loves the MJ Morning Show. Kenny listens to the MJ Morning Show every day. Kenny is an avid listener.
Did Michelle say, hey, that guy on the radio, I've been with him.
He probably recognized Michelle.
I sleep with that man.
I don't know that.
Anyway, Kenny the Uber dude. Thank you for transporting my wife this morning, wherever the hell she went.
Your
I don't know.
Precious cargo.
And then also, Kenny, thank you for listening to the MJ Morning Show on Q105. So, Kenny, I really appreciate it. So, guys, in the final chunk of the MJ Morning Show here on a Friday, this almost slipped by again. When I was doing all those airplane and airport stories earlier, the incapacitated Southwest pilot... the person dying on the airplane, and then the person two rows back think that they should have gotten their flight for free if someone died. What did I tease now for the second time and I didn't get to? The West Palm story.
Oh, yeah.
The LaGuardia story.
The two gate agents that you heard their conversation.
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah. I've been wondering about that.
I know. I almost let this slip by again. All right. Third time's a charm. Here we go. I'm doing it right now. So yesterday I teased that, and I forgot about this. I made a note and I found my note. Coming back from Scotland, Michelle and I were there a couple of weeks back. Went to visit Chloe in St. Andrews. And we're coming back. We flew from Edinburgh to JFK, and then we took a taxi to LaGuardia because we had to wait like all freaking day to get a flight back to Tampa. There was just a much better schedule from when we arrived at JFK on Delta to get back to Tampa. So we took a cab over to LaGuardia. I'm at the gate, right? And I was, you know where they have like three different gates and a huge waiting area? I was not seated near the gate where our plane was going to leave from.
Okay.
I was at like a gate in the same giant waiting area, but like two away. And there were two agents that were at this gate that was inactive. They must have been getting ready to work the flight. So they were there, but we were in a chair right next to this gate. And all I hear them talking about, and I heard the F-bomb. I heard, oh, God, I hate the bleeping West Palm flights. The effing West Palm flights are the worst. And they're talking about this. I'm like,
Wait, you're pulling the curtain back.
I'm like, I'm wondering, why are they really bitching and moaning about the West Palm flights? Yeah. And listen, I heard them. So they were a little shocked, but I said, hey.
God, you did?
I did.
So annoying.
I'm going to West Palm. What do you think?
No. So I had to know, and I think I had an idea. I had an idea why they hate the West Palm flights. And so I said, because they use the F-bomb like three times, so I just said, hey, can you tell me why you hate the, and I said the F-bomb, can you tell me why you hate the bleeping West Palm flights? And they kind of like had a little shocked look. Yes, I overheard you. But then they started laughing. I'm like, listen, I'm not going to tell on you. Tell me why you hate the West Palm flights.
I'm just going to tell the Tampa Bay listeners. You're telling us.
The agents. Hang on, I got to cough. Someone talk.
Okay, oh, so.
Right,
I got it. All right. All right, so. They told me it's the 35 wheelchairs that get lined up for the West Palm flight.
That's
and
annoying.
The deal is you have some people that really need the wheelchair, but apparently West Palm is the biggest racket Wambuki flight where you got the fake wheelchair folks. They request the wheelchair to get on the plane quicker. They want to get on the plane.
Right.
They want special consideration. And again, it's one of those deals. And they even said it. That's exactly what I thought it was. They hate the West Palm flight because you got 35 wheelchairs. It takes 15 times longer to load that plane before it can push back. And again, legitimate usage. People that need a wheelchair, absolutely. I'll go out of my way to help you. But the folks, and this is happening on flight, it's not just West Palm, it's flights all over the country where people are pulling the wheelchair stunt. People are looking for, and a lot of times they don't scrutinize the carry-on luggage if you're in a wheelchair. There's a whole bunch of things, but a lot of times it's getting on early. And especially if you're on Southwest, that's another angle,
right.
Is if you need a wheelchair on Southwest, oh, look, suddenly you get one of the first seats on the front of the airplane because suddenly you're beating the A-list, the B-list, the C-line, right? So that's the wheelchair scam. And the joke is like for West Palm, you got 30 wheelchairs that need to load. And guess what? When they get to West Palm, only like five wheelchairs are needed for the people to get off. So that's the big old Wambuki scam going on.
You uncovered that.
All right, folks, if we don't get a million page views on our website, we're going to get fired next week.
Well, I got some good stuff coming later today. Ooh.
So
it's about street signs.
But wait a minute.
you guys.
Let's listen to me. Let's send everyone to our website right now to see the video of the green Toyota that caused the accident on I-75 yesterday. If you don't know this, Fessy, go to our website. Sure. Go to MJMorningShow.com.
That's my favorite page.
Yep. So, folks, I need you to go to MJMorningShow.com and just click on the story with the video regarding the accident on I-75. It happened just south of State Road 56, just south of Wesley Chapel. what happened was there was some kind of road rage incident, and a green Toyota pulled in front of a dump truck, slammed on the brakes, brake checked it. The dump truck hit its brakes, fishtailed out of control from the left lane over to the center lane. Two other tractor trailers were involved in the accident. And did you find it yet? Did you find the story?
So is it on videos? Or
No. It's on the main page.
I'm sorry.
Just go to the main page there. See, it says recent.
Yep.
So, folks, you got to see the accident. You got to see what this Toyota did to cause the wreck. And if you go to MJMorningShow.com right now, go to MJMorningShow.com. The headline is video Florida Highway Patrol seeks I-75 road rage driver. So look at the video. We get some page views. Everyone's happy. Okay. So MJMorningShow.com. Click on video. Florida Highway Patrol seeks. And you can see the video. And this guy needs to be caught. This individual has to be held responsible for the massive pileup that happened on I-75 south of State Road 56 yesterday. And Roxanne, you got a text earlier that a guy, I guess, or somebody.
Could have been a man or a woman.
Somebody texted you and said.
They're an attorney, and one of their colleagues had a client who was 10 minutes late to court because of that accident, because of the traffic backup that it caused. Mm-hmm. And the judge cuffed her, threw her in handcuffs for being late. So, ramifications.
Because of the green
accident.
Toyota. Yeah. We got to find this green Toyota. So, MJMorningShow.com, find that video, MJMorningShow.com, and look at the video and help the highway patrol find whoever this culprit is, this schmuck on wheels. And if you know, you just dial star FHP on your cell phone, star FHP, and turn this loser in. It's pretty funny. I saw this last night. I laughed. Listen to this headline. March Madness gets messy. UConn, UConn is a big school. University of Connecticut, they've won the championship in the past. UConn was forced to switch hotels in Las Vegas after players found their rooms covered in vomit and dirt.
Ew. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas,
wait,
kids.
Hold on. Well, apparently what happens in someone's mouth and stomach didn't stay in their mouth and stomach. Yeah. So, but wait a minute. It's in multiple rooms? What? How do you have vomit and dirt in all of these rooms affecting the UConn basketball team?
What happened?
Just ahead of the Sweet 16 game against the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Which they won, by the way. That game was played last night.
How is that? So, hold on. So, UConn beat
UConn beat Arkansas 88-65.
Okay, all right.
They threw up all over the court, and Arkansas didn't know what to do.
Oh, is that not crazy?
Yeah.
All right, and then a couple of things before we get out of here today. I think we're almost done. Festa, was that a sigh?
No, it wasn't my sigh.
That was my sigh.
Froggy's sigh of...
You okay?
Froggy's
in a reasonable amount of pain today. I'd like to acknowledge him being a super trooper in today. Thank you, Froggy.
It's about time somebody acknowledges
you. You mean
me.
Like an ABBA song, like Super Trooper?
No, I didn't mean ABBA.
Or that movie, that awful movie, Super Trooper. Isn't that a bad movie?
No way, that movie rules.
Yeah, I'm thinking more like the movie.
I never saw that. I just assumed it was bad. It's not?
Oh, it's great.
Okay.
Good job, Froggy. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, sweetie.
I hope you feel better.
The Gwyneth Paltrow ski accident story continues as she's on trial out in Utah, in Park City. After, 6 years ago, she's accused of smashing into an elderly skier. And did you see this? Gwyneth Paltrow's lawyer apologized to a witness for being, quote, an ass. Gwyneth Paltrow's lawyer apologized to the daughter of the doctor who's suing Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, okay, so the guy might have been a little too intense. It's nice of him to apologize.
Lawyer Stephen Owens gave his apology after the lunch break and before continuing the cross-examination of Polly Sanderson Gresham, who was called to be a witness for her father, Terry. The lawyer said, I need to apologize. I was being an ass earlier. It was wrong for me to triangulate you, your dad, your sister, and your mom. I ask for your forgiveness. Okay. Apparently, he was referring to this tense situation earlier yesterday when he asked Sanderson Gresham, the woman, daughter, if her sister Jenny, who had claimed in a deposition that her dad was abusive, was she a liar? It was over a ski accident. So the daughter testified that her dad became angry and hot-tempered only after Gwyneth Paltrow smashed into him on the ski slope. I mean, that's just weird stuff going on, huh?
When did they expect this case to wrap up? I'm about over Gwyneth now.
You think so?
I was excited earlier in the week, but now it's like, oh, just be over already.
Apparently, she wants it to end. She's got gift baskets for all of the jurors if things go her way. And those are goop gift baskets, I believe. Ugh. Yeah, just big old baskets filled with goop.
No thanks.
What was that frog?
Goopy.
Yeah. Anything else, guys, before we call it a week and head into the weekend?
I'm going to go MC a fishing tournament today.
Oh, excellent.
Lucky?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the fishing tournament?
Reel to Heel.
Oh, sounds exciting. Where's that located?
It is in St. Petersburg, benefiting Tampa General Hospital.
It's in St. Pete, benefiting Tampa General. All right.
Yeah, the folks at Bayfront are pissed.
All right, folks, have a phenomenal weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Website, MJMorningShow.com. Read our stories. Click, 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 click. Click, click. Go to MJMorningShow.com. Read all our stories. We'll see you Monday. MJMorningShow.com. And let's be careful out there.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.